What's poppin'? The DealsNadee.com studios are rocking for another Drew and Mike show for Wednesday. And we're live on Facebook. Here come the crazy comments brought to you by the trimming department at GrowGreen. GrowGreen Services cleans, rents, and sells all major brands of trimmers, including Green Bros, Twister, Centurion, Easy Trim, and Triminator. Get your life back and stop trimming by hand. Then a trimmer from GrowGreen. If you decide to buy it, your rental fee goes toward the purchase. At GrowGreen MI, I'm 36 and Whitmore Laker online at growgreenmi.com. And I was watching, I think it's CNN on upstairs, and the presidential poll came up on the Dems in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And Buttigieg.
Just in Iowa, right?
Just Iowa.
Yeah, he's been showing well in Iowa, Buttigieg.
He had 22%, yeah. Biden had 19%, yeah. Liz Warren had 18%, and...
Oh, he's in first now?
Yeah, he's in first
place
in Iowa. So I mentioned, you know, that, wow, that's impressive. I mean, this is just a gay guy who runs a small town, and look at him in Iowa.
He's a veteran. He speaks like five languages.
Oh, no, I think he's an impressive guy.
He's gay again?
I personally kind of like him. Anyway, Maz goes, he's gay?
See, these are the voters I forget about.
Exactly.
I know, that's exactly what I thought.
Well, I'm more impressed with him now. I want him as my president.
Maz was so excited that he's gay.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe that'll work for him.
I want him as my president. I love the jeans look with the white shirt.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Maz said...
What do you want him for? A husband?
No, I just think he'd make a great president.
He actually said, I would love a gay president.
I would.
He's serious.
Food edge.
I think we'll have a gay really president confused. Before we have a female president.
That's going to be close.
Do you really?
It's going to be close.
I don't know. What were you saying, Brandon?
I was asking, I was going to ask that question. Do you think we'd have a female or?
Oh, I think we'll have a gay president before.
Well, we have
a
secretly gay president first.
I think we've already had
one.
Several.
What? Buchanan? Wasn't Buchanan gay?
Yeah, it was one of those guys.
Wait, what about Nixon and BB? Was it BB?
Yeah, they were getting handsy under the table.
Well, oh, sorry, that was wrong.
That was such a weird story.
Handsy.
I am not a crook.
BB Rebozo and Nixon getting off under the table.
Wait, who was?
Don't tell me that.
Who was Hoover's boyfriend or?
Hoover?
Yeah. J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, J. Edgar Hoover. Clyde Tolson.
I always confuse
Clyde
Tolson with B.B. Rebozo.
Yeah, they went on vacation together. They lived together. They did everything together.
So which one's buried next to the other one? Is B.B.?
I think it's Tolson and...
Tolson and Hoover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So obvious.
I know.
So where's B.B. Rebozo buried?
It's crazy. Good question. They're probably next to each other, too.
Is there a wing of the Nixon Library dedicated to B.B.? Maybe the bathroom.
Pat Nixon know about this, by the way?
Pat probably.
Patricia.
Pat was pretty frosty to B.B. Rebozo.
Yeah, and then Nixon beat her, and they never reported
it. He went to hold his hand, and she ended up holding two hands on the table. It's pretty terrible.
That's pretty bad.
It was a mess.
So, someone on Facebook Live wants Maz to name his top five hottest presidents. Go.
Go.
Slick Willie. Slick Willie.
Oh, really?
Number one.
Wow.
You got to give it. You got to give it to him. Well, really? JFK.
Yeah.
Number one? I would have thought that would
I'll go JFK number one.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton number two.
Okay, keep going.
Number three.
These are all going to be recent.
Seems like Robert Kennedy should be in the top five because he would have been president.
Oh, Bobby Kennedy would have been. JFK Jr. would have been president probably.
We're all Kennedys.
Okay. We'll just stick with the presidents that have made it on there.
No Obama, you racist.
Oh, yeah, Obama. Oh, Meg Obama number three. You're right. I can't believe I forgot him. I love
Barack.
Wow,
you think he's that hot?
He is hot.
Okay.
There's actually a list of this online, and people tend to feel that Franklin Pierce is the hottest president.
Isn't he related to the Bushes, Franklin Pierce?
That sounds right.
I think he is.
Kind of a blup. But
Teddy Roosevelt's not handsome.
But he's rugged.
He's rugged, yeah. He's tough. Okay. He's a tough guy.
What about Lincoln?
He rode horses.
Lincoln was named one of the ugliest
humans
of all
time. Lincoln had gigantism. He had huge features.
But I love Lincoln.
But he was gay, too.
He slept with dudes. Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
I thought there was anything wrong with that.
By the candlelight.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He would read, and then he would sleep with a dude.
How about Mary Todd Lincoln?
Wait a sec, Tom.
How did she fit in?
She was a psycho. She turned him gay.
What?
Isn't there a Seinfeld joke about sleeping Lincoln style?
There is, but I never really understood
that. Now you know the joke.
I do understand that now. Thank you.
Yeah, there was
another thing I could check off.
Somebody came out of the woodwork in, I want to say, around 2002, or maybe it was before that, and said that Lincoln was obviously gay, and they had all this evidence. Yeah. And
be damned.
I know.
Is that why Wilkes Booth offed him?
That's an interesting theory. I hadn't thought about them being boyfriends, but maybe that was it.
He didn't want Lincoln
maybe
to talk.
Lincoln dumped him, or he wouldn't be seen in public with him.
Exactly.
Insisted on going to the show with Mary Todd.
Ramifications for the Civil War had more to do with it.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right.
Wasn't there a joke about, I can't remember who his boyfriend was, but he brought the log and Mary Todd was the cabin? Wasn't there some joke? I thought there was. Sorry.
It sounds like it should be.
I swear that was a joke.
Taft is the presidential equivalent of Chrissy Metz. That's true, Tim. It's a good point.
He could never be photographed on top of a horse.
There's he got only... stuck in a bathtub, didn't he?
Did, yeah. Oh. There's only one photo of him on a horse.
Well, Roosevelt was never photographed unless he was sitting down.
Sitting down, always.
Yeah, well, yeah. He was always in a car or...
Yep. Was he in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Hey, I got to put Ronnie Reagan.
Polio.
Ronnie Reagan's in my
Floyd
top
the Barber
five.
Also, same thing. Floyd the Barber.
I know,
show
once he had a stroke.
I'm the president of hitting that ass.
Floyd the Barber.
Floyd the Barber and Roosevelt, two people that were protected by society.
They were.
When people were decent.
I loved it. That's the era I want to live
Reporters in. Reporters didn't even report on it.
I know.
I mean, how many people knew about Floyd and could have said, hey, that guy ain't Eddie Griffith. He's not getting around at all. Never seen him walking.
That barber's not cutting any hair. He's not cutting any hair.
Where was TMZ back then?
I know. It's crazy.
It would have busted him so
bad. Those stories aren't black enough for TMZ.
TMZ was all black today, which Maz seemed to have a problem with.
Well, I don't care about Lamar Odom and who he's married.
Yeah, I know he was the lead story.
And I don't care about Kanye. I'm sorry.
They were making the biggest deal out of this. TMZ was saying, and we're going to be covering this all weekend long. Kanye performing at Joel Osteen's church in Houston. Who cares?
It's the summit, I told you.
No one cares.
Is this the summit?
It's the former Houston Rockets.
It's the place he pretended was flooded.
Yes, he bought it.
Let people in after the floods.
Exactly.
Really?
Everybody's going to church, God damn it.
I didn't know that was the summit.
It is.
Wow.
It still is.
So he bought the summit?
Bought the summit. That's how much money Joel has.
Well, does anyone care about Kanye performing at Joel Osteen's church?
No.
Why? Is this even a big story?
It is to TMZ.
The biggest story, I guess, is just how deep he's really gone in this. To the point where it almost seems like he's trying to become a cult leader. I know he's basing the whole thing on Christianity, but...
I'm with you.
I think it's more of a cult mentality.
I think it's about making a lot of money via religion.
I think it's about making a lot of money via religion and not paying those taxes.
Yeah, you got it. He wants to be like Joel.
Well, that's really interesting.
Can't blame him there.
But his music, he says he's going to use his old beats, but he's not going to use his old lyrics because he's not comfortable. He also made some comment about...
is he still going to claim that white America has assassinated his character? Because that's one of his old lyrics.
I don't think. I guess not.
A problem with it? No.
He also is making noise apparently about what his daughters can wear.
Oh, he's a regular old T.I.
Yeah, he might. He and T.I. might be taking them to virginity checks.
He's also gearing up for his big presidential run in 2024.
When I run for president in 2024, we're going to definitely. No, what y'all laughing at?
The idea of you running for president.
Can I lie? Can I lie?
Oh, God.
What is that?
Okay.
The other story, Drew, of course, was the Walmart lady who got yelled
N-word. Oh, yeah, on TMZ. Yeah.
Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom getting engaged was like a long lead story. Then some woman at Walmart was called the N-word, and she went crazy.
And they got her on.
They talked to her. Yeah, and
her on.
Was it a celebrity or was it just a person?
No, it was just a person.
Person.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't strike me as the second most important thing that happened today.
No.
Even in the entertainment
world. Well, maybe if it was a celebrity.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. And then it was Kanye at Osteen's church. And that's what Maz did comment about the like white stories.
Wait, it was a celebrity. It was Trina. You didn't tell me it was Trina.
Yeah, it's Trina.
Who's Trina?
The girl I got
she
yelled
has
at.
A couple songs with the Miami rapper. Oh, my gosh.
Mark Anthony?
Gloria Estefan?
No, they play a song in the beginning of Patriot games, Tom. I think you would. Trick Daddy. She's done songs with Trick Daddy.
Oh.
I think she has a song called Pull Over. I'll see if I can find it for you.
By the way, who was it that was shot and is critical? Was it Lil Reese? Lil somebody in Chicago? A rapper?
I don't know.
A rapper shot. And I honestly, what came to mind when I read that was, it seems like there should be something that is kept in major media of it has been blank days since a rapper has been shot.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it? I mean, I'm serious.
There really hasn't been a lot of action.
No, it's never that many days.
Yeah. But it's been quiet.
I wonder how dangerous that occupation is compared to other occupations. I bet it's extremely dangerous.
All right, you ready for a little Trina?
Yeah.
Pettis got a hot ass for.
Teebs. Teebs is all over it. Teebs knows. New Teebs.
Teebs. Pull over that ass too fast.
This is the girl who got yelled at, the N word. It's a great song.
That's her singing?
No, that's the hook. She's coming. The baddest bitch is coming. Don't worry.
Great ass.
That's her.
That can't be her.
So does this justify her leading TMZ? Or?
Yes. Okay.
I guess she is a star.
Anyway.
What can I tell you? I didn't see any Don Cherry action up there.
I like the opening hook, though. That was cool.
Yeah. I know. It's great.
Apparently, Brandon isn't the only one nailing the trifectas and locks of the week. Suddenly, Gabara, Stacy, Anthony, Jessica, all the hottest sales staff in Oakland County are busting in on Brandon's territory. And there's some bad blood over this, let me tell you. For a short time, Zotford & Holly is offering their Lock of the Month.
Whoa.
With a never-before-seen trifecta that will more than double your paycheck. Part 1 gets 0% financing for up to 72 months on your next new Ford. Part 2, on top of 0% loan, you'll make no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. People are trying. They're fighting, trying to beat the system. You cannot pay for anything for 3 months. They will not accept it. And finally, the lock of all locks, in addition to 0% financing and no payment for 90 days, Zotford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. There are actually some vehicles where you'll get more than $7,000
in
cash. Yeah. I asked Gabar about that, and he said most people are putting it into the car to lower the payment and such. Who's that, man?
Why are you interrupting
the
read?
That flipped her top at the
Why are you interrupting the read with an Instagram post?
I just like to show them. You know.
What did she interrupt?
Couldn't wait till the read was done?
I'm just holding it up.
Can you tell me who that is?
That's the chick that flipped her top at the World Series.
Oh, that's her.
Yeah, that's one of her. Okay. That's one of them.
So, yeah, up to $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. Take that cash and purchase your loved ones gifts for the holidays. Go pay bills or take your family on a dream vacation of a lifetime. Your choice. Pick up the phone. Call Anthony directly to activate your lock trifecta. And I tell you, they get excited when someone calls 248-215-5151. Anthony just says hello, and people go, activate the lock trifecta. They get so fired up over there. Yeah. They do. They just get psyched.
I can make that much money in 5 seconds.
So give it a shot. 0% financing, no payment till after the holiday. $7,000 in cash in your pocket. 248-215-5151 to lock, activate your lock trifecta. Call Anthony before Brandon tries to kibosh Zotford's ultimate lock.
Ever since this copy came out, my picks have been skewed.
Oh.
It's in my head.
You're right.
There's a lot of fighting over trademark, too, with the lock of the week, lock of the month.
No broadcast has ever had a lock of the week, and here I come out, and I debut it, and then boom, stolen.
Some people are saying, though, that lock of the month is a different thing entirely. I don't know. We're going to have to get a court of law to figure that out.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, J.P. Cush wants to know if you're self-employed, stuck on COBRA, or your health insurance rates just jumped, then call J.P. Cush & Associates. They promise that their customers always get the best health care coverage at the lowest cost. It's all they do.
Hey, Cush.
They shop all the carry. Maz, does that sound like a ping pong ball?
It does. Okay, but I know that movie.
So. What is that? What you think? It's a clap, right?
That's what I thought it
That's
was.
What it was?
It's definitely.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Can you play it again?
Hey, Cush.
That's a ping pong ball.
Play hey, Cush.
That doesn't sound like a clap to me at all. I got to see the scene.
All right, I'll show it to you.
Remember, it's Tom Cruise clapping. So
okay. Oh, it's a Scientology clap. So it's different.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was Scientology then.
They shop all the carriers, not just the few that get them the highest commissions. They find you the best coverage and prices. That's why their customers keep coming back year after year to J.P. Cush & Associates.
Right
there.
You
pay the same if you use a broker or if you contact the carrier yourself. So why wouldn't you just save yourself the time of weaving through all this by calling 855-4-JP-CUSH to get a quote today? Or go to jpcush.com. You may even qualify for a zero premium health plan based on your household income. They work with all the top rated carriers like Blue Cross, Priority Health, and Molina. JP Cush & Associates, 855-4-JP-CUSH. There's no better call to make for health insurance. And make sure to tell them you're a listener of the show.
All right, don't feel good.
Take a look at the screen, Drew.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go.
Whoa. Hey, Jerry, how's it going?
Hey, Cush.
There it is.
Good job. Whoa. Hey, Jerry, how's it
Man,
going?
Man, is that weird.
Hey, Cush.
Wow, it is a ping pong ball.
It's funny because you always laugh about how he threw a baseball in War of the Worlds.
Yes.
He claps really weird.
I know he does.
Not Brendan Fraser weird, but look how weird that clap is.
Jerry, how's it going?
Hey, Cush.
He winds up, pauses, It's like Charles Barkley's golf swing where he pauses. Like,
oh, God, nothing's that bad.
That was really weird.
Hey, Kush.
He's so bizarre. He's so watchable. I can't take my eyes off.
I don't
really
see
is.
The weirdness in that clap. I think it looks like a
really?
Regular clap. Yeah, it looks like a good clap to me.
I don't know about your clap analysis, Maz. Yeah.
Great movie.
You had me at Hello, Jerry Maguire, 2000.
Ha ha. You know, I watched last night, and I was so amused.
Oh, wait till you hear what I
was so amused. Crank, Jason Statham.
Yeah.
And Crank High Voltage. I watched them both.
Isn't Efren Ramirez in one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in both of them, actually.
Oh,
he is? I think he's in both of them. Or does he die in the first one, maybe?
I don't know. Spoiler alert.
Crank is awesome. I love Crank. Amy Smart.
Smart, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she gets nailed in public twice in the
what?
Movie. Yeah.
Mr. Skin, we gotta go to Mr. Skin.
Dwight Yoakam. So Doyle.
Dwight
Yoakam. Might be the best movie ever made.
Dwight Yoakam is awesome in the movie.
Why isn't he a bigger actor?
I don't know. Funny as hell. What did you see, man?
This past weekend, Kathy was away. She went up north with her girlfriend, so it was just me and the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like babysitting jobs. They were going to football games. So I was home. I got to watch a lot of TV.
How psyched were you?
I was so psyched.
Really?
So Friday, I figured I'd watch Glow. I haven't seen it in a while.
Wow, it was Friday and everyone was gone?
Everyone was gone.
How
it was
awesome.
Just me. I watched the whole third season
how many times
of Glow.
You beat off?
Oh, sorry. My God. It was loaded with great nudity and
yeah,
great screwing.
Glow is that a good show, though. I mean, without the nudity.
I enjoyed it. I thought Marc Maron was great. I mean, I loved it.
Marc Maron. I forgot he's in it.
That third season was great. I loved it. Anyway, a lot of beat-off material on Glow.
No kidding.
By the end of the night.
Hey, what? Alison Brie is in it.
Yeah.
She?
Oh, she was showing them all the time, man.
Oh, wow. Did she look really good in Glow?
She looks good, but you know who looks better?
Who?
I like Betty Gilpin, who is Liberty Bell. The big blonde. You can't miss her.
Betty Gilpin?
The big
I
boobs.
Watched that. It's pretty
you cannot
amazing.
Miss her.
I don't think I know who that
Drew
is.
Who Betty Gilpin is, please.
Should I know her? I guess I should.
You should know her. Anyway.
Has she been in anything people have seen?
Yeah, I think she has.
Okay.
Go to Mr. Skin. He'll show you. She's been in Nurse Jackie? Do you know that one?
Yeah, I've seen that.
She's been in that.
I have seen that show.
All right, nonetheless. So I watched
is
the whole
her?
Series.
Yeah.
She's wow.
Pretty.
She yeah, is.
She's gorgeous.
She's pretty.
Gorgeous.
Body on her.
So my back started hurting me, my lower back, because I was sitting around all night.
Beaten
so,
off. Yeah.
So Saturday rolled around, and it was college football.
My back.
Started watching some college football, watched the Minnesota, Penn State. Now my back is really hurting. I'm like, I had to get out of the house. So I get out of the house, I go to Hazel Park, meet a friend.
There's a shout out. Did you get the pizza for free?
Yeah,
no,
bleep
I did
that.
Not.
Bleep that, man.
You could bleep it. That's fine. It's the best pizza in Michigan. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, nobody knows
it.
Who that is now.
Okay,
it's
good.
Bleeped.
It's fine.
Except for people on Facebook Live.
No, they're gone. The Facebook. Aren't we done with Facebook
no.
Live? Oh, I thought we were.
No. Yeah, we're done with Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Oh, now we are.
We've been done.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. Nonetheless, I came home on Saturday night, and I'm like, I got nothing else to do. By the time it was like only 8:30, all the football games sucked that night. Sucked.
I hate that.
I hate it.
You're so psyched to sit in for a football game, and it's like 21-0 in the
all
first
the games
quarter.
Sucked, and I went through like 6 games. They all sucked. So I go on demand on my Xfinity box, just like you have upstairs, and I look, and I'm like, premium movies. I'm looking through. Free premium movies. I come across Saturday Night Fever.
It's a great movie.
I had to watch it. So I got hooked up on Saturday Night Fever again.
You couldn't have just told us that you just watched Saturday Night Fever?
That was the longest story.
I know, but I just loved it. The more when I watched it, I know it's corny and all.
But I really like in a story.
So I started looking it up, and I didn't know Travolta was nominated for Best Actor.
He was? I didn't know that either.
And, of course, the best. I've told you this already.
Yeah.
The best movie soundtrack in history.
No.
Hands down.
It's a very good soundtrack.
We already had this argument in the Twitter poll.
I understand. The Twitter poll was skewed towards you guys. It's still the best.
Let me tell you, good soundtrack, Adventureland.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. It's got two great Lou Reed songs.
Okay.
And, Rock Me Amadeus is part of it, but that's
Bee Gees,
sort of a joke.
Trainspotting, great, great soundtrack.
Yes, no doubt. There's a lot of good soundtracks. Cameron Crowe always has good soundtracks, I think.
So, yeah, Saturday Night Fever, long and short of it, that's what I watched.
What happened to the chick in Saturday Night Fever?
Which one?
Well, there was the one that everybody was banging.
That was
Annette. Seat.
That was Annette.
What happened to her? And then what happened to the snobby one?
The snobby one, he just hugged her at the end and they became friends.
No,
Stephanie.
I mean, as an actress.
Stephanie Mangano. Yeah, she disappeared. She disappeared.
I've never seen it. You haven't seen the movie?
Oh, years ago.
Oh.
No, Brandon? I wouldn't watch
no,
it
No, Saturday Night Fever. I think you'd like
I don't know
it.
If I'd watch
I think it holds up.
Now, Donna Pascal was the girl that was getting felt up in the car. And
yeah.
Who cares?
She had a show. She had a sitcom.
She did?
Yeah, she did. Look up Donna Pescal.
I don't think it did very well.
P-S-C-O-W.
Just saying.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
So she's, yeah, her and John Travolta were the only ones that did anything out of that movie.
Big right, movie some, star. You know what? He died.
And Frankie is alone, of course.
We have some meaty stuff to get to, but first, our friends and original sponsors, Zach Chrysler, Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched their Jeep Adventure Days. And yes, it's as exciting as it sounds, because during Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand new Jeep you've been yearning for, as one of our listeners did last week. How about leasing a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited as low as $166 a month? Or the Mac Daddy, the new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee, as low as $268 a month? And then there are the largest Jeep inventories in the states. So that means lots of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it's not always easy to find a Jeep, especially when you want a specific color and whatnot. Finally, we can't get through a Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram ad without mentioning Ram Trucks. Lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month, and Zot has an ass ton of Rams to choose from also. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
I see Brandon is hooked on Betty Gilpin.
I am
now.
A pretty big fan of hers now.
Told you.
Already? Oh, wait, what's that picture?
Why isn't she in more stuff?
She should be everywhere, this
That's
woman.
Her?
She is gorgeous. Very top heavy.
She's and gorgeous.
She's really pretty.
She's like the Statue
How old is she,
Liberty.
Maz?
I don't know. She's got to be in her probably late 30s.
No, she's younger than that, isn't she?
How old's Alison Brie, you think?
Alison Brie, I would think.
I think she's
like
had
30.
Body tight on her boobs.
Betty
she's
Gilpin.
In her late 30s.
No.
Gilpin is 33.
Those are real boobs, Drew.
Oh, I think they are. Yeah, but body tight just basically moves them up a few centimeters.
She might have had that.
And Alison Brie is 36.
36 for Alison Brie?
She's that old.
Can I see an Alison Brie nude shot from Glow?
There's another good chick in that one that looks great nude. Another wrestler. The Jewish wrestler. The Israeli girl.
Well, Alison Brie is sexy, I say.
She is. She's a doll in the show.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't look that good. Wait, what's going on? Is something weird with her face there? She's not wearing makeup or something?
Yeah, she
I
was taking.
She looks
she
good.
She just
there.
Took her makeup off there. That,
well,
she's
that's,
supposed to.
That's the fappening.
Yeah, she had some leaks, unfortunately.
Those are better than the Glow pictures.
It's James Franco's sister in law.
Is it really?
Yeah, she's married to Dave Franco.
I'll be damned.
Who's Dave Franco?
I
mean, besides James' brother.
I was just going to say James' brother, but I didn't want to be that,
you know
be that
big
of a dick yet. He's been in a ton of movies. You would know him.
A ton of the movies with Seth Rogen.
He was
stuff.
In the Fraternity movie where they moved next door to those people.
Oh, yeah. I hated that movie.
Yeah, it wasn't the best.
He was in the room.
Seth Rogen movie?
He was in The Room. You loved The Room.
I did like The Room. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember.
In 21 Jump Street?
Remember.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie. That movie's hilarious.
Bad guy.
Neighbors is the other. That's the one we were talking about.
Right. Not the original Neighbors with Belushi and Aykroyd, right?
Yeah, he was two in that movie. Actually, he would have been like -5 in that
Sorry.
Movie.
That's the only Neighbors I saw.
What are you going to mention next? Continental Divide with John Belushi? Did you see
okay,
Continental
Boomer.
Divide?
How about Buck? What was the one Buck?
Buck?
Yeah, what
Belushi?
No, not Belushi. The other guy. The other big guy.
Aykroyd?
Oh, he died.
John Candy? You're talking about Uncle Buck?
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Okay. Or The Great Outdoors?
Yeah, The Great Outdoors.
That's that movie's funny.
Great Outdoors?
It is funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it holds up.
What year was that out, The Great Outdoors?
I want to say like 82, maybe?
That sounds about right.
Oh, it had to be later than that.
85.
Look, it's Candy and Aykroyd.
If there's only a way to look it up, let's see. By the way, 88. So I would have been 12 because I remember this is so weird. This is so embarrassing, too.
Your parents wouldn't let you go?
No. I remember seeing it, and there's a scene in there. I want to say Annette Bening like gets off or makes a joke about getting off on the spin cycle.
Hot.
Of the
washing machine?
Yeah, the washing machine. And I remember being like 12 going, really? Is there a chick skin off? I didn't know. I was 12. So I learned sex advice from the movie The Great Outdoors. Like, oh, women are getting off from the. From the spin cycle.
Do you get excited every time you hear the washer?
I do. I go up to it, just like she did.
Dr. Yaldo doesn't lure you in with promises of low-cost LASIK. Some people do. They promise low, low, low prices, but then you go and find out what the real price is. If you have shopped for it and you think you have a great offer, go to Dr. Yaldo. He promises Drew and Mike listeners he'll beat any LASIK offer you get.
So I love your eyes.
Get the best and pay the least. The evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES. Or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com, and you know, of course, they do the custom CATS LASIK, the most precise in the world of what's called lens exchange people, 45 plus, who can't stand their reading glasses. over 30,000 LASIKs, and many thousands of lens exchange and cataract procedures as well. 1-800-398-EYES for Dr. Yaldo.
Thank you, Lord. Help me. Just let me pray this.
Mark, speaking of your childhood, McDonald's.
Yes. What is going on today?
They brought back the toys. Did you see that?
They brought back retro Happy Meal toys.
I don't think it's cool at all. I don't want toys from McDonald's. What toys do you want?
I don't know, but I wish I could go actually pick them out, but they come in these mystery packs. You don't know what you get.
Well, so
we have super soakers. We have stink bombs.
I want to get like the gremlin toys? Or the
Chicken McNugget Grimace. Figurines. I mean, that was big when I was a kid.
Hamburglar.
Well, you are hung up on action figures.
Sure, this is what's weird.
Do they sell them at the airport? Can you combine all that stuff?
The McDonald's at the airport.
Is there a McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yes. Go to McDonald's at the airport. Take the shuttle bus.
You can't get anything for a buck over there.
This sounds very nerdy.
You're
concerned about price and you want to shop at the airport?
Well, you know, I want to pay what McDonald's is supposed to pay at a McDonald's.
But you don't pay for anything what you pay for it at the airport. You always pay way more.
That's not true. You haven't obviously shopped the clearance area.
The clearance area of the airport?
Go outside, nerd.
How about the duty free shop?
They have a Birch Run section at the airport.
Oh, I love Birch Run.
Birch Run section.
What the hell are we talking about?
An outlet airport.
I wasn't aware of this. I guess I need to shop more at the airport.
You should. Let's do Black Friday. I told you that already.
But what I was
going to say. I don't want them to be in the lines. Okay. The lines are going to be way too long at the airport.
Not at the airport.
What I wanted to say, though, is those toys that they're bringing back were from, like, my childhood. You would have been well older than that. That's what I didn't get about
there's
it.
There's a Power Ranger in there.
I know. I want
Power Rangers. That's not from
there's a Tamagotchi.
Do you want Power Rangers from McDonald's now, Mark?
It's funny because I saw some. I'm a little different because I remember having everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Toy,
well, so. Yeah, your dad.
How about the glassware? Did you get all the glasses?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, that's what I would like. I'd like all the glasses that my
Could we get Al to
like.
Adopt Maz?
Yeah, please.
So you can get all these
They'd
things?
Get along great. Ryan would reminisce about the same things. He likes everything old too.
You know what?
He does.
I've
That's
been on
true.
The I've been on like Facebook, and you can
there
go
you
on.
Go.
You can go on the shopping area of Facebook, and so many people are putting out like the glassware.
I always wonder
mobile,
who these people are.
From
but,
mobile
and
you're
Shell, you're in front of me for a whole day once a week.
I know mobile and Shell. You know the glassware. From
yes.
And then by the time I write to the guy, oh, they're all gone. This guy, you know, took most of them. I wanted to go get like the whole Lions gear. The whole.
You respond to all that stuff?
I do.
Wow. I always think when I see that, I always go, "Who would respond to this?"
I like it because we're the ones selling old baby stuff on there, getting rid of
look
that.
I enjoy it. Here, look, check. Let's see what's on here.
One man's trash.
Let me
Drew.
Show you.
I know. No, it's true.
Do not waste any more time. How far in are we? How much time is Tom already wasted?
Half an hour
show's
is about
show.
Over.
We're half an hour in. Play the song. All right, you go ahead. I'll just show you the stuff, Drew, that pops up here.
What's that?
Interested in?
Can't you write it down?
Well, if we had, here we go. Let's see what's here. Let's see what's available today.
I don't want any of that stuff.
What a stupid present!
That drop is great.
Look at that beer koozie.
What a beer koozie! I never understood koozies in the first place.
I don't.
Are there that many occasions where you're just out with a beer you got to keep cold?
Here's a baseball.
And if it gets too warm, you're going to toss
autographs here.
I mean, that you're going to have for a long time in the heat, so you got to have a koozie.
Keeps your hands dry.
Yeah, look, you can get one of these Red Wings.
Speaking
jackets.
Of which, you can buy Drew and Mike show koozies at drewandmikestore.com.
That was a big endorsement for them. There's so many occasions.
Yeah,
these
you
Monday
never know when
football
you
need beer steins.
What? They have football beer steins.
Why would you want that?
That looks really
I'm
cheap.
So
look at that.
Bored.
Look at the plastic at the bottom.
Looks good.
No, it doesn't. It looks cheap.
Look at that nice jacket.
Isn't that a used jacket?
Yeah, it's used. You know, some people
want You're out of here, trash.
Gently used. It says Wait. Gently used.
That's a jacket, that thing?
Look at me. I'm looking for the trash can.
That's a used shirt. Somebody's perspired heavily in that shirt.
Oh, gross. Probably had sex
Look
in
at this
it, too.
Grinch bobblehead.
All the bologna slices that have been in that shirt.
Look at that Grinch bobblehead.
What are you going to do with that?
Why?
These are things that Tommy is going to buy, he's going to purchase, he's going to collect and hoard in his basement, and then he's going to bring them down to your basement.
And try and make us take them, and then feel like we owe him something.
Look at those leather Cuban cigar holders. look at that, Mark. Leather Cuban cigar.
Like a turd.
I know, it cigars?
Here's a nice piece of shit.
What are they trying to get out of that?
Let's see what they want for it. They're $10.
What do you need that for?
I just want to remind people there is a meaty show ahead. There are a couple of really good topics.
We'll get to it tomorrow, apparently.
Hey, maybe we might have to keep till tomorrow.
Hey, look, 10 each, handmade in Cuba, genuine leather, pick up in Ferndale. We're close.
Okay, see you later, Tom. Go get them.
Cigar holders.
Go get them so we can do the show.
Look at those mini helmets.
I like mini helmets.
Mini helmets are pretty cool. I have the Big Ten ones.
I won't fight you on that.
How much are those?
I have a lot of mini helmets.
Mini helmets are $10.
Oh, if Maz walks into the back room, he may never come out. There's so many mini helmets in there. In my basement.
Really?
Yeah.
It's past the Silence of the Lambs room. That's how deep in the basement.
It's way
deep.
Back
you're
there? Right.
Yeah, you're never going to. You won't make it out of there alive. I'm not sure.
They might be in boxes. Some of them might be out of the box.
You realize what you just did, right?
What are you doing with those?
You know he's going to poke around back there now.
Garbage day. Poke around.
He will.
You're out of here, trash. All
right, the good thing is he'll love everything back there.
See, he will. You're right. Yeah. He'll never get it. He'll never leave the room. No. We'll just have to bring food to him.
Sorry.
Okay, just so we get the commercials in, if nothing else proper happens on the show, I'm just going to mention quickly.
Hey, this has been great.
Luke Nowacki is available to help you come up with a financial plan. This is stock market still, is it still reaching all-time highs this week? How's it doing?
Yeah.
I mean, impeachment starts tomorrow, essentially. Testimony on television,
yeah, but,
right?
Who cares? No, the market doesn't care about that. He's not going to be removed anytime
The market doesn't
soon.
Seem to care about that.
Mark,
I mean, it amazes
like John
me.
Madden, Mark, when you started.
Sleeping.
John Madden.
Anyway.
I'm still sleeping.
It could be a bouncy market. I heard somebody saying 30,000 by the end of the year.
Really?
I hope so. You know, if you're not in the market and you've got money put aside in a money market making 0.25% or, you know, something, that's a tragedy.
Yeah.
You're not keeping up with inflation.
An American tragedy.
And if the market takes a fall, you're still what you are is you're in the market for 5 years. It's money you don't need to touch. Mm-hmm. It's so you stay up with inflation. So you make money on your money. That's the idea. That's how rich people get richer. It's how medium-rich people get rich. Luke Nowacki would love to help you. He has a lot of ideas. And if it's a 529, a 401k, or just reviewing what you're doing, a financial plan of any kind is always good to run by Luke Nowacki and his team at 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offer the Ron Sosa Corp. member of NRA SIPC. Ron Sosa Corp. separately owned other entities and or marketing names, product services, reference here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates. And then, was there any music news today?
Music news?
It's going to tie it in with the Detroit School of Rock and Pop.
Well,
I did hear the Black Crowes.
Yeah.
There was some audio of them online. They did a gig last night.
Really?
Or was it night before last?
So they're warming up?
I went to Rolling Stone magazine, and they had them playing She Talks to Angels.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think the big music news lately has been that there's a class action lawsuit against Madonna.
Yeah, for starting her concerts.
Starting for showing up to her concerts too late. So you know what her response
Wait,
was?
Wait, since when is she really late to shows? Is it she always been like
this
that?
This whole new tour, this horrible. Madam X.
Wait, is she turning into Axl Rose? She's better than the audience?
Well, so this is what's funny, is that her response to it was to change the start time on the tickets from 8:30 to 10:30, because that's when she was going on stage.
Oh, that... What?
Yeah. But
wants to see Madonna at 10:30?
No, who wants to see Madonna?
Well,
the Madonna concert I went to, she was very late. Very late.
What time did she take the stage? I mean,
After 10.
You went to a Madonna concert?
Yeah. Went to a couple of them.
Were you dancing? A lot?
No, just in my seat, maybe.
Top five Madonna songs, go.
Like a Virgin, Borderline.
I like Borderline.
I like Ray of Light. I'll admit that one.
You know, Papa Don't Preach.
Oh, gross.
I love Papa
Don't
Preach.
Song.
Danny Aiello was in the music
video. I hate the idea, too.
Well, Danny Aiello was in the music video. That's why I kind of like that one.
God. Of course.
Oh, my God. You remember the music videos?
Oh, I love the music videos. I've so missed those. I know.
I guess if you're targeted, they're right there in your brain.
Targeted.
I didn't realize Madonna videos targeted you, but...
that was back when he was a kid.
Did you happen to see the story about the perfect pop song? They've actually gone through and determined what it is that makes people's brains...
Like Taylor Swift, it's the design perfectly, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's good. Yeah. She's definitely up there. I read... There was one story that had the top 100, and there was a story all by itself, but, you know, the ultimate pop song, according to these scientists, is Obladi Oblada.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, I was excited because it was a Beatles song. And a Beatles song that George and John ragged on, by the way. They called it granny music.
Did you see what number two was? I was kind of, wow.
What's number two?
I'll play it when. Oh, yeah, here's number two. I was surprised by this. I guess.
It's got great harmonies.
Get stuck in your head.
It's got an unusual chord combination.
Oh.
Yeah.
I knew it was a hit, but I didn't expect it would be. I just didn't think it would be one of the top five.
It kind of does follow all the rules.
It does. It's got a memorable hook.
How about this one?
It's not in the top 20, but it's in there. Anyway, yeah, those lists are interesting. And actually, most of the songs in there, I had to admit, there's something about them that I could sense that a lot of people would like them, even if I didn't like them.
A lot of regular people.
They had rock songs in there, too. I mean, songs that aren't necessarily top 40 songs, but just fit all... Who is this clown?
This is John Lennon.
I have a question about this song.
Yeah.
Wasn't it... The theme song to the TV show, The Corky Show?
Yeah, The Corky Show.
Did they sell that?
Life Goes On.
Have they ever talked about it?
Jackson did, I think.
Oh, so Jackson.
I think Jackson owned that then. I think they own the later music now.
Was he into Corky? Or, I mean, why?
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll hear more from Jackson later.
Okay. But yeah, that song, one of the criteria is male voices singing in harmony. Ooh, and that song has a lot of hooking, a lot of obla-dee, obla-da. I assume.
What else is a top five? I'd love to hear these.
Oh, God. Do the read. I'll pull out.
There are a number of lists. But first, let me mention that at Detroit School of Rock and Pop Music, they will talk all about the perfect pop songs, and they'll even help you make the most perfect pop songs. They provide exciting and motivating music lessons and experiences with Detroit's finest professional musicians. They want to awaken the rock star in you. I didn't smack it. They're looking for adults who want to learn how to play an instrument or who already play but don't have anyone to jam with. People that are bold enough to express their inner musical passions with the world. You'll achieve confidence and personal transformation without limitations. If it's something you've been shy about doing, these are just the people who will encourage you and be excited. All green light thinking. Go, go, go. Come see why the adult students call them cheaper than therapy. Stop practicing, start performing, and start rocking now. Call Detroit School of Rock and Pop at 888-988-ROCK or visit them online at www.detroitschoolofrockandpop.com.
So they tested 745 classic pop songs from 58 to 91.
Yeah.
Why did they not do after 91?
Because I think they figure they have enough history that a lot of people know the songs.
Why do they? But then they couldn't test Trina's Pullover song.
That's true.
We heard earlier.
That was a great hook.
But coming in, so Obla Di Obla Da is number one, but number three is this song, which I'm not a fan.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't. Invisible Touch. It does. I have to admit, I always liked the hook of this song. I don't know why. Phil Collins is a good singer. I mean, it's got to have a good singer almost. Every one of them. Well, I've been waiting here so long. Yeah, what's second? There's number two is surprised me too.
Yeah, let me pull it up.
I mean, not that I expected Obla Di Obla Da to be number one.
Oh, I like number two. Hang on.
What year is Mark for number two?
Do you want to know the runtime too?
No, just give me the year.
68.
Ooh, so it's got to be a Beatles.
No, it's
68?
Not.
68? How about Doors?
Oh, Hooked on a Feeling, B.J. Thomas, who also endorsed a stand-up putter.
Run that by me again?
He endorsed a stand-up putter, B.J. Thomas did. One of the reasons I got it.
I was explaining that to someone the other day, not that long ago.
How about his most famous song,
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head? Yeah.
I thought that would beat this.
That was a big, big hit.
That's huge.
From Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, right?
It's not even the good one.
This song? Yeah, it's the cover's better.
Yeah, that's good. That was a great song.
That's the better one. Madeline loves this song.
I can't stop this feeling. I think I like the B.J. Thomas version better. I don't know why. The Ooga Chaka just didn't do it for me. What's the rest of the top 20, Mark?
That's they only gave those three.
Oh, those three, okay. All right.
That's really interesting.
Probably a couple of Carpenter songs in there.
Science.
Yeah, you know what?
Neil Sedaka.
There was a Carpenter song.
Neil Sedaka probably made it. Frankie Valli probably had a couple. Grease was probably in it.
I looked at three different lists. This one is the most specific one, but they had a couple other top hundreds. And
I Want You Back. That's a pretty solid one.
Jackson 5.
Oh, that was their first.
Close to You, I think, by the Carpenters.
Yep.
So, you know what I'm going to start with is Northwestern University.
Start with
40 minutes of the show.
I
know.
Sorry.
It's a joke.
They're not.
Okay. Jeff Sessions, and I'm not bringing this up to get into any political discussion. This is about journalism, and where is journalism going? Because, I mean, people like me have one idea about journalism. I don't know what people who are 30 think journalism is, and I'm learning that what 20-year-olds think journalism is frightening to me. Because
well, we can't even agree on facts anymore, what facts are.
I think we kind of do. We like to hear them from people who shade them the way we like them, though. I mean, honestly, the news business is really strange.
You are fake news.
But there are a lot of basic. Well,
this is a simple story. This is why this is making me crazy when I saw the story, was because they're covering this Jeff Sessions visit to Northwestern University. Now, this is one of the esteemed journalism schools in the United States. I mean, one of the top. And the student paper is covering it, which I think, you know, there's protests. Yeah, of course they should cover it. I mean, it's, what bigger event on campus was there besides the, maybe the football game?
Pretty huge.
So they covered it, and they took pictures of the students protesting. And then they went in the student directory, and they called some students, and they said, hey, we're covering this Jeff Sessions story. Can you make a comment about it, or would you be interested in commenting on it? And then the students would say either yes or no, and then they used the comments in the story. Well, they got complaints about the story because they said, first of all, people who were in the pictures protesting said they were re-triggered by seeing the picture.
What?
In other words, I don't know. I guess they thought they should have been asked their permission.
Oh, Lord.
Because they're in the picture. Well, this is a public event, first of all. I mean, there's no understanding there.
Yeah.
And then they were angry that they called people, that they destroyed or they invaded their safe space by using the student directory to call people and ask them for comments.
They're part of the student.
Though. It's a directory.
Yeah.
I believe
they should have opted out of the directory.
You are speaking to the choir because I thought this whole thing was so stupid. I do not give them any side. I'm sure there's 10%, as there always are, who will say, "Well, yeah, what's more important than their safety?"
Yeah,
but and they shouldn't be re-triggered by doing a story about it. It was bad enough to have to live it.
Mm-hmm. Aren't the students doing the paper?
Yes, they are.
So they're asking their colleagues. They're asking their peers.
The students. The newspaper basically apologized.
Oh, Christ.
And they said that our goal is to document history and spread information, but nothing is more important than our students feeling safe.
yeah, there is.
Feeling safe.
The story's more important.
Well, no, it's not a newspaper's job to make people feel safe.
Not at all.
It's quite the opposite. It's to report news based on its importance level.
Yeah,
I mean, this just blew my mind. And then,
so who apologized? The paper.
The paper, I guess, is apologizing.
Whether they have an editor, is there an editor? One editor, or is it?
It's the paper that said nothing is more important than our students feeling safe.
Oh Lord,
I know. These are journalists.
They're student journalists. So I hope their professors the next day gave shit.
You know, I don't know. I haven't read much more about it. This kind of was new to me this morning. And then in the same story, they mentioned that the Harvard newspaper, came under attack because they used a quote from ICE.
Yeah.
Immigration.
Yeah.
What's ICE stand for? Immigration.
I have no
idea. It's like the immigration enforcement. Yeah. Okay. And they feel that ICE does not deserve to be acknowledged in any way, shape, or form. But they were getting the other side of the story.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
So, anyway, the Harvard Crimson apologized for quoting ICE. They apologized.
No, that's bad.
You know, and I've seen stories recently where the New York Times changed a headline when people went crazy over a headline.
Well, they changed the headline on Twitter, not the actual.
But since when is a newspaper taking orders from the angry mob?
They shouldn't. And they typically don't, the Times.
I just found this to be completely pathetic. And, you know, it's one of those things where, honestly, I see a story like this and I go, I guess I'm out of it. I guess I don't get it because I don't even get it.
I've got to believe that this is a minority, though, that approves of this.
But they kowtowed to them. That's what freaks me out.
Well, that's what happens because it's a dying industry that doesn't pay them enough.
I don't think it has anything to do with what they pay them.
Yeah, it does.
I think it has to do with people feeling that they have a right if they're just, you know, I mean, these people are claiming to be victims. I'm re-triggered by the pictures. And
it's very sad.
My safe space, you can't call me.
It's sad.
I think it's
so.
Disconcerting to me. And, you know, Adam Carolla, I'm going to tie this in with him. Adam Carolla has a new documentary about, I believe it's about safe space. Mm. And it's. The point of the documentary, as I read about it today, was that Adam Carolla and his partner, I can't remember the other person's name that did the documentaries, felt that the most unsafe place, the most unsafe space there is a college campus, because you can only express one viewpoint on a college campus. And so they go around documenting things and interviewing people and news clips. And anyway, the documentary, this was what the story was about. It's another one of those where the people that watch it love it. And they say, 100% Rotten Tomatoes. Now, it didn't have a ton of reviews, but it had a significant amount. Critics, 44%. Just like Chappelle.
I wonder if these students that were triggered or had a problem with, the ones that needed to be apologized to, if they have a problem with the way Trump calls out the Post or the Times for being fake news.
I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with Trump. Well, I think it has to do with.
I'm just wondering because
they feel they're triggered.
But that's a similar thing. He's doing a similar thing where you're trying to control what the journalists.
But Trump doesn't work at the newspaper.
Well, neither do the people that were triggered by it.
Listen, if you want to just stay cool and not be upset and not be triggered, don't read the newspaper.
Yeah, no shit.
It seems very simple to me.
Don't leave.
You don't even have a physical newspaper. It's right. All online, yeah. As far as I know.
Don't look.
Yeah, you don't have reading the paper isn't a right. You know?
I mean, look. Honestly, I feel dumb spending more than 2 minutes about it, like just saying this really happened. And I'm just stunned by it.
Here's a great quote. Bad. Ready? Here's a quote from the editor-in-chief, who I assume, because it turns out it is an editorial from the paper, told the Washington Post, quote, "Something we thought about a lot this week is how challenging it is to be student journalists who are reporting on other students. We're thinking about what our role looks like, specifically as student journalists who have to cover this, but at the same time, we have to go to class with these students tomorrow." He's totally missed the point, because Elric should talk to these people, because look at who he's gone toe to toe with.
I'm gonna send the story to Elric.
Look at Elric going toe to toe with Rad Tie that one time.
Yeah.
They were very contentious on the issue, but at the same time, they're very friendly with each other.
Well,
they do charity work.
The beat writers have to show up in the Lions locker room every day, and every one of those players can pummel the shit out of them.
That's tough. That's a
so you're going to change. You're going to change how you're writing to your audience because you have to go to class with them.
It's pathetic, and I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for Northwestern. I'm embarrassed for their journalism department. To be honest,
shut it down. Just shut out.
Yeah, please. I agree.
Get them out of the Big Ten while we're at it.
So on almost a related note, the Don Cherry story is just more interesting with everything I read because.
Disgusting.
I mean, he's an 85-year-old guy.
Yeah.
He is, this was, I think, 2015. Did you guys see the story about the most revered people in Canada?
Yeah, he was number 7.
I thought he was number 4.
Oh.
Was he 7?
I thought he was 7, but he was ahead of Gretzky.
He was ahead of Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, he was like a couple of points behind Trudeau.
He saw the same thing. Yeah, he's way up there. And Trudeau, by the way, just won after, was in blackface so many times, he can't even count them. Plus, he's, you know, telling little kids about blackface and scaring the shit out of them.
My God.
Don Cherry, well, the most interesting things I saw about the story today, too, were, there's backlash to the firing.
Yeah.
And then there's backlash to the backlash. And then there's backlash to the backlash to the backlash.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's on the same page.
People are so pissed about this story. Well, it's really funny.
Here's the kicker.
He shouldn't have been fired. No. His problem was, once again, and we talked about this yesterday, he was talking about there should be more respect for veterans.
Correct.
But and this is the thing that this is the, my problem, my only problem with Don Cherry right now is he doesn't seem to get it, because in his apology he says everybody in Canada should wear a poppy down or fallen soldiers. If he would have said that, he's fine. But instead, well, he has this, you know, this bias, I guess. I don't know why.
Here's what I want to say.
He should not have been fired, because it's his opinion.
Because he picked the two cities out.
I have a feeling that
he
did mention Toronto and
His message was about respecting veterans, but it was taken because of the words he chose to use.
Because he said,
anti-immigrant.
You people. Well, but you know what? This is what's interesting about this. I'm on Twitter today, and I'm going through all these angry people on both sides. And three or four people put up audio of him saying "you people" on other occasions.
He says it all the time.
He's talking to the entire audience.
He says it all the time.
Right.
But he did
preface
it.
But you know what they did? They took it as, they said, when he's saying "you people," he's talking about immigrants living in Toronto and the other place, which are immigrant-heavy places.
Well, maybe
he is. So he didn't say about people, he didn't say people coming over? I thought he said that.
Play the clip.
Even if he did
he,
say
he
it.
Said, I wasn't talking That's about Irish him. People. I wasn't talking about, he said, I wasn't talking about black people. I wasn't talking about, he refused to apologize. He said, I stand by what I said.
Yeah, that's good. Good for him.
He shouldn't have been fired.
He was also supporting the military, which is really kind of strange that it would cause that much.
It's Veterans Day. You know, Veterans Day weekend he's doing it on. I mean,
Downtown Toronto, forget it, Downtown Toronto. Nobody wears a poppy. And I'm not going to, he says, wait a minute. How about running it for the people that buy them? Now, you go to the small cities, and you know those, the rows on rows, you people love, you that come here, whatever it is, that you love here. Our way of life, you love our milk and honey, at least you could pay a couple of bucks for poppies or something like that. These guys pay for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price. Anyhow, I'm going to run it again for you great people and good Canadians that bought a poppy. I'm still going to run it. Anyhow,
love your floor.
Yeah, that's right.
Downtown Toronto, forget it.
I said, you people, good Canadians, buy the poppies. I mean, I think he could have said it better.
I just don't think it's a big deal what he said. I just don't. It doesn't bother me. Shit like that doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me terribly either. And I did get the feeling, too, that this is one of those things where when I first heard it, I was like, I just didn't break it down.
Right, you don't pay
attention
to it.
And then when I saw it broken down by people who were angry about it, there's a few leaps I feel that are made in the breakdown. You know, that it's an attack. Well, one guy who writes for, I think it's Toronto paper, was suggesting that the military that he wants all this reverence for was all white. And
what?
Yeah.
That's a
and
leap.
People were livid about that.
That's a big
that.
Leap. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not true.
It's all because one person writes that and the people jump on it.
I think because he says, you people come here in our way of life. I think that's what rubbed them wrong. I mean, but that's not the overall point of what he's talking about. In my mind, at least. In my mind, it's like, hey, show some respect for these fallen soldiers and these veterans.
Hey, look, he's good at what he does.
This is a great.
Here's a guy. This is a guy that when I moved to Michigan in 93, this is one of the most exciting things for me was that I'm going to get hockey night in Canada. And I'm sorry. In Jersey, we didn't get this.
So when you list your house, you should put that on there.
I should.
Like, you can get hockey night in Canada from this location.
Now the hell with it.
But now, no Don Cherry.
No, I'm not going to watch it because you've got no Bob Cole, no Harry Neal, and now no Don Cherry. Screw it.
How long can Ron McLean last after throwing Don Cherry under the bus?
Did you notice him nodding and giving a thumbs up?
Yes.
He was agreeing with him the whole time.
He's absolutely thumbs-upping him.
Fine. He's Ernie. From TBS, he's that. I don't know.
Well, he liked what he said,
because he took the message for what it's supposed to be, which is being showing some respect for fallen soldiers.
He's an 85-year-old guy. You know what makes me nervous? Watching Lee Corso on game day. That poor guy makes me nervous.
Has he said something that's...
Something wrong with him.
I mean, he's had like 15 strokes.
He's done.
You know what?
But kind of just bring him in at the end to put...
No.
Just put the mascot head on.
2 days in a row. Oh, no.
Quits. I mean, Jesus.
It's a spam risk, too. Look.
Is it Joe Marasso?
No, spam risk, it says on my phone.
Put it up, Mark. Let's hear it.
Glad you had the ringer up.
Oh, Christ.
Hello?
Hello? Uh-oh. Now I'm at risk for more spam. Hello? You there? Let's go. I don't know.
Anyway.
I'm getting a ton of spam risks.
Well, we got one today if we want to roll on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Don Cherry and Maron McLean. I mean, I guess Ron survives this.
I guess so. Oh my God! 85 years old. People pissed at Ron McLean for being a pussy.
He shouldn't have done that.
Give me a break.
He shouldn't have like backed off and said it was embarrassing.
He's going thumbs up and nodding his head, and then said, I didn't catch it.
I like Ron, but I didn't like how he got cowered.
But honestly, I thought it's one of those things where probably...
Wait, why are we supposed to be mad at Ron McLean? I'm lost.
Because he apologized.
Oh, wait, Ron McLean did?
Yeah, he's kind of threw Don thumbs under up the bus. And nodding while Don Cherry's saying it. And then he said, I didn't catch it.
Anybody that's mad at him because he didn't, like, not apologize, the guy's trying to save his job. Anybody else would have done that at that point.
Well, yeah, but he's also basically saying Don Cherry meant terrible things by saying that.
He should have said Don didn't mean anything about it. But when I look back at it, maybe it wasn't. Didn't come out
there
right.
Isn't there a little nuance there that, yeah, the overall point is to be very pro-veteran and talk about our fallen soldiers, and there should be more respect for them. At the same time, there is the thing about coming here our way of life that I could see how that would rub their audience maybe the wrong way.
It just seems really weird, though, to get fired for defending veterans on Veterans Day.
That's what I'm talking about with the nuance.
That's why I thought that would trump anything that was. It was not a perfect statement. I'm surprised.
That's my point. But I think for the majority of people, they saw it as such. But there is going to be a small part who's
well. A lot of people like Don Cherry too.
Xenophobic. I mean, there's a little weirdness in those two or three words about you coming here for our way of life, our milk and honey. That's really weird.
I'm going to say something because I went through a Twitter. I went through a long feed of comments, and it was very interesting. There are a lot of people who said what he said is absolutely true. There's a lot of people that come here, and they're really divorced from the traditions of Canada, and they don't give a fuck.
And there were immigrants who said that. I don't know. Is that a prereq going to Canada? I mean, there's a lot of people that come here.
Yeah, and to be honest, if you come here and you feel like America sucks, I'm not a big fan of that.
No way.
How many people come here thinking America sucks?
Oh, there's some. Or people that are, people will be very they're not really about assimilating in America. They don't want to really be a part of.
They have their own clique,
other neighborhoods,
and they stay
amongst themselves. And that's you can do that.
That's human nature, man.
Well, yeah, it's human nature, but some people find it kind of, I don't know, they're just not comfortable with it. They're not comfortable with it, and maybe other people aren't comfortable with it.
But all Native Canadians wear the poppy? I don't know.
Mark, I'm just telling you what I read on Twitter. There were a lot of people who agreed with what Don Cherry said.
Because here, there's a lot of people that don't really observe Veterans Day here, even think about it.
No, but if somebody said, hey, you know what, think about our Veterans Day, it wouldn't anger me in any way, shape, or form. I would go, you know what? You're right. I probably should think more about veterans on a daily.
And he is 100% right.
What he also said was that he walks the walk, and he has a long history of supporting veterans.
But if you read what he wrote in his non-apology, where he kind of
apologizes.
But what he says,
not at all.
But what he says, and if he would have said it, there'd be no trouble. Is he said everybody in Canada should wear a poppy to honor fallen soldiers. And he's 100%.
Well, you know what?
Correct.
You're on live TV.
And aside from that, he should not have been fired because he's on live TV.
Yeah, sometimes when you're in a live situation, I mean, that's what's so stupid about this.
That's what makes him
A guy flubs Martin Luther King's name and he's fired.
Yeah, no, dumb.
He flubbed his name.
Dumb.
Two guys.
No
fired.
One's allowed
Careers
to make mistakes.
Over.
No
canceled.
Mistakes.
Done.
Wow.
Racist.
No mistakes ever.
And that's. That's why a lot of people were angry about Don Cherry, because they said, you know, Don Cherry says a lot of things that are, you know, kind of off, or maybe they don't wash perfectly. But I don't think he's a racist. I think he's an old school guy. He's 85. Yeah. He loves hockey. He loves Canada.
Doesn't like those European hockey.
He doesn't
players.
Like Europeans. No, he likes the Russians.
No, people
the Russians five.
Hey, people bitched about that a long time ago.
Yeah. He hated the Russians. He hated them.
He didn't lose his job then either.
No, he didn't.
I feel traumatized, bruh. And now I'm tweeting about you, bruh. And now you're trending, bruh. And now your life is ruined, bruh. And now you're fired, bruh.
A lot of people, though, loved what Don Cherry said, because they like the old school hockey.
That's
Canada
why I
hockey
watch,
is a religion in
that's
Canada.
Why I watch Hockey Night in Canada, to hear him bitch about stuff that
Don,
other people
don't.
Did
you take
don't.
A dump in your bed last night?
But, I just don't think are those people really going to stop watching?
No, they're not going to stop
watching. Oh, I have no idea. Probably not.
We didn't stop watching. Well, maybe people did stop watching Monday Night Football.
Right, for Howard.
I mean, listen how bad the announcers are now. We still watch.
I like Joe, but I know he gets a bad rep.
Well, football's ratings are way up this year. Mm-hmm. Way up.
Yeah, they should be.
They were down the last 2 years.
They've been some good. That Sunday game, that Snow Globe game at Lambeau. Wow, what a great game.
Last night's game was phenomenal.
Last night was great, too. Phenomenal.
Except for Tessa Thurman.
I like Joe.
No, sports podcast.
You don't like Joe?
He's terrible. Not as bad as Booger. Booger makes him look good.
But Booger makes a lot of great points. He does.
I don't want to break down the Monday Night Football broadcast team.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don Cherry, though, this is different. It's not about hockey. It is about hockey, kind of, but not really.
Well, if they would have left him on there, their audience would not have declined because of what he said. That's what's stupid.
Obviously, if it wasn't for social media, he's still on there. Let's face it.
Oh,
yeah. That's just the way it is.
This is interesting. On Saturday night, Don Cherry said he did the game, he left, nothing was said. Then the next day, all of a sudden it was, you know, the network said, oh my God, the complaints are wailing in. It sounded like one of these things where, yeah, probably with social media, probably it got out, it got retweeted. And what happens then is that people who don't like Hockey Night in Canada or don't watch hockey or... You know, they're just the people who would be most offended by it, see it, even though they may not see it in their normal life. And I'm sure there were hockey fans that were excited about it.
So you ready?
Upset about it.
You ready? This is reminding me of another stupid thing along similar lines that will never get this big and the guy will never be canceled. But have you seen the backlash to LeBron James?
Oh, my God.
His Mexican accent.
I saw that. What?
That's disgusting.
So why doesn't that get bigger to where
he's...
Why isn't he fired from the Lakers?
Taco Tuesday!
La, 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 la. Because he's LeBron James.
But then I started thinking, I'm like, would he ever do a Chinese accent?
He'd be forgiven if he did.
It's just,
what?
It all depends on the situation. It all depends.
Rappers can say anything. LeBron James can say anything.
Presidents can say anything. They really can. It depends who you are and what the situation is.
Well, and expectations too, and how soft you are yourself.
Well, the
Don
audience,
Cherry,
yeah.
In a lot of ways, I thought, you know what? That's pretty cool. He refused to apologize.
Yeah.
He said, nope. You know what? If I have to sweat over every word I say, I can't do it anyway.
That's how he became Don Cherry.
My mind.
Yeah, he became Don Cherry.
I agree 100%.
So, you know, maybe it's just, I think the sad part is because at this point it's over, and I'm sure there's, in fact, I saw a lot of people saying they're canceling this service for this service, and they're leaving this phone service for this service. Well, leaving a phone service isn't
that's
that
easy,
hard.
Yeah.
You could do
it's
that.
It's beneficial for you.
But, yeah, is it really worth it? But some people are really, really, really pissed about this. I mean, I was shocked
I'm
at
disappointed.
How pissed people were. One person I know is really pissed.
Ooh-hoo.
Really pissed.
You right now? Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah,
livid. Yeah. Just livid.
Yeah.
But, you know, it would have been nice if he could have finished the season, wouldn't it?
Well, is there
let
more?
Him go out on his own and
kind of
quietly
yeah.
tell him you're not coming back.
But right.
But if the mob is so angry enough to where they're going to get rid of him, the mob would not wait.
Would the mob really not wait? They just elected Justin Trudeau, Mr. Blackface.
Once again, though, he is, you know, the president for
don't forget who owns
all
it.
Intent
it's Rogers.
Purposes.
But is what Don Cherry said extemporaneously worse than wearing blackface so many times he can't
no, that,
count
them? That was my point about the LeBron James thing. It doesn't matter. It's not so,
well,
pardon the pun, black and white. It's not.
But Don Cherry is a guy who's spoken his mind for decades.
Forever. That's why you turn him on. That's why you put him on.
But he could have said it like he did say in his non-apology double down today.
He could have said what?
That everybody in Canada should be wearing it. It's really those four words.
Well, he did say that.
It's those few words that he said in there about, you know, you coming here to our way of life.
Not allowed to make mistakes. Not allowed to misspeak.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now he goes down as just the xenophobe, fuckface, racist, fired!
There's a lot of people that are happy that he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they never liked him. Right.
Yeah.
They didn't like him. They didn't like him before.
A lot of people think
so,
was
people are celebrating this.
Overdue to get rid of him.
They call him racist, xenophobe, all that. And this is what bothers me. I don't know Don Cherry that well. I really don't. But I know a lot of people said, "Yeah, I love Don Cherry like an uncle who says stuff he shouldn't say, but I never thought he was a racist."
No. I mean, he's a pro Canada. That's it. pro-Canada.
He's one of the most beloved people in Canada. He's at number seven,
I bet he moves up now.
Tom, who are your top three Canadians? Go, Tom.
Wayne Gretzky, Don Cherry, and...
Celine.
Okay, Celine Dion. There you go.
Shania Twain doesn't get a vote?
Oh, Shania's hot. She's number three.
Alyssa,
I like these top five lists.
What's
the top five Canadians?
I can't so do it dumb. That quick. It's,
I know, that's the joy of it.
Oh my God. Scott Stevens.
Not even Alanis Morissette? Jeez.
I'm not a big Alanis Morissette.
Well, Lorne Michaels, really? Not even Lorne Michaels. Not Mike
really.
Myers? You didn't put Mike Myers in your top three Canadians? No. Why do you hit Mike Myers?
Is it
Myers?
Hot down here?
It is.
It's on fire down here.
You see these guys stripping their clothes down? They're down to their jockey shorts, these guys.
Jockey shorts?
Yeah. Isn't that what they said in the old days?
That's really, what are you, shorts? Don Cherry? How antique is that comment?
I really going to miss him. I am.
Okay.
I won't turn on Hockey Night in Canada anymore. I won't.
I think it's very, very unfair. And what I think the other problem to this is going to be a major chilling effect of hiring any kind of personality on any show.
You
in
know
the
what they'll
US
hire? They'll
Canada.
Hire a woman.
They're going to hire people like Joe Tessitore who are bland and boring.
Joe's not bland and boring.
Well, but you know what I mean? They're going to hire people that really have no edge to them, and that's really not the best television.
Have you noticed, by the way, Sean McDonough, since he's left Monday Night Football, how great again he's become? On college football?
No.
Nope.
No, oh, I haven't.
Wait, why are we talking about football again?
No, sorry. No, sorry.
Not at all.
Sorry,
what's going on down here?
Sorry, Andrew. You just stepped away for a second. Figured I'd take advantage.
Why are you on a show that talks about things you don't want to talk about?
Because I love you guys.
We spent the
answers to that.
We spent the first 40 minutes talking about whatever you wanted to talk about.
Really?
What are you talking? You took 30 minutes to tell the Saturday Night Fever story.
10 seconds. 20 maybe.
Wait. Yeah, the Saturday Night Fever story was long. All the shit you want on Facebook,
you interrupted
I never understand.
Read. Yeah. Because there's a picture of some chick in her boobs.
Yeah.
Interesting right new gender reveal technique.
Oh, good stuff here.
Brandon had this in the prep today.
Well, a million people sent it to me, so.
It'd be the only party I'd want to go to. The only gender reveal party I'd go to was with if this girl was
really
holding it.
Why does everyone have to top each other in gender revealing? What is that? Did you see a plane crashed in a gender reveal?
Well, don't forget, remember they burned down, half of Arizona and killed some people in that one gender reveal?
Ridiculous.
You're having a gender reveal because there's a new life coming in, but yet you take one out. You're replacing the life.
That's a good thing.
The plane was dropping 400 gallons of pink water?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No.
You know, like a crop duster.
Okay. Well, here we go. Here's a new kind of gender reveal.
You know what bothers me about this is her friends.
You're looking at the thumbnail, and it's just a pretty girl. And
she's the hottest of her friends.
And she's got her legs up, but there's no pants and no underwear on. She's just sitting there. You can see her butt. She looks pretty good, but then something like this happens.
She farted blue smoke.
She pulled,
and her girlfriends are going crazy because the fart was so cool.
She pulled a me thing, so, and put the powder on her bum, and then...
That's a boy!
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of her friends. So have you gone to her other Instagram post? Because
no.
I think this is her thing.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
You can hire her for your gender reveal party to fart?
Well,
that's the thing. Wait, she has colored farts?
Is it her kid or is it someone else's kid? Do we know?
No, it's not her.
I think she's...
Wait, can I see some of her other farts?
Yeah. What's her name?
Well, click on her Instagram, Brandon.
Is she
go
for
up,
hire?
Go up, right there. Seeing her. Yeah. Maybe. I guess she does these videos, too, where she purposely falls in front of people.
Oh, really?
You know, like hidden video type stuff.
Oh, is she an influencer? She sounds like one. She farts and falls.
I'll show you the one I saw. That, and this might be a fart, or that might be a fall.
Let's see.
Did you do that? Fart.
She's blaming farts on strangers.
No, of course not.
Of course not. No, don't say of course not, because you could have easily
that?
Farted.
It's kind of funny, actually.
Let's see what this one is. It's just a chick smacks her on the butt. That's all it is. It's like a quick 2 seconds.
Hold on. I'll show you the one I saw earlier. Keep going down. Down. That one.
Okay.
She's going to fart.
So it's a bathroom setting. There's rose petals on the ground. Candles are lit. Bathrobe on the ground. She's in a bikini in the tub.
And then she farts.
That was kind of cute.
Brandon, you were made for her.
That was kind of cute.
She was made for you. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
That was pretty cute.
Does she fart blue or pink again?
Oh, I haven't seen any blue or pink. I just
well, what's her name? Can we have her name?
Her name is Paige.
Jin. G-I-N-N.
P-A-I-G-E.
Paige Ginn.
G-I-N.
How many followers does she have?
She has 261,000 followers on Instagram.
Wow. I wonder how much. I wonder
she
how
is
much
an influencer.
I wonder how much that went up from the baby, far, the gender reveal.
Probably a lot.
Well, she has almost 50,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Brandon, are you upset that you didn't do that for your gender reveal party?
Barbecue?
And when you just had Bill come out instead?
It's not
in
too
peace.
Late, Brandon.
Peace, maybe for your next one.
You could do it for Madeline's birthday. Madeline's birthday.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Well, the party was already this past weekend.
Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday to my wife, Julie, too. It's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Jules.
And my brother's tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Madeline.
Happy birthday.
So, Jeff. How about Adrian Quintal, 47-year-old woman, who is missing.
The story is weird.
And she is at the family cabin in Benzie County in the boonies. And she calls a friend at 2:34 in the morning and says, yeah, two men were in my house. I just shot one in the face. And I guess they have a brief conversation. The friend calls 911.
Gives the wrong address.
Gives the wrong address. Please go to the wrong address. Then they get the right address. And I think they're there, 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
Instead of being there, they would have been there in 5 minutes. And there's no one there.
No.
There's bullet shots out the window.
And there's shell casings and her cell phone and her purse and her wallet.
They were on the roof.
Oh, really?
Her cell phone, purse.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, her cell phone, purse, and handgun were on the roof of the cabin.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Somebody wanting to hide them and leave quickly, it sounded like to me.
Why don't you take them with you? I mean, except for the cell phone.
I don't know. It's a weird story. It's like, okay, where is she, first of all? And, I mean, whatever happened in a very short period of time. And, God, if she'd given the right address, they probably, she wouldn't be missing. I don't know.
But no blood. That's
no blood. Yeah. How could she have shot someone in the face and there's no blood?
Yeah.
I mean, it almost sounds like...
They also found a handgun inside, too.
Is there...
Inside the cabin.
Is this a scam, possibly?
Hmm. Like,
somebody want to disappear? I know that's... I usually reject those theories, but...
Drew, I didn't even think about that until you said it, but yeah, because why else wouldn't you have called 911?
Yeah, why'd you call her friend?
And did the friend purposely give the wrong address?
Yeah, this is a weird story. It's sort of like
no
that
blood
missing
or evidence.
Kid that they found in the basement.
Remember, oh, you mean Charles Boffle the IV?
Yes. What? 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 That story was so weird.
I think
the Guy Gordon hug. The Guy Gordon hug was, it just put a red ribbon around the whole thing.
What?
Right,
the Guy Gordon hug. That's right.
Do we have can you find Brandon when Nancy Grace busted him? One of the worst acting guys. He should have been nominated for a Raspberry.
He should have been.
Out to the father of the missing 12-year-old boy,
supporting
Charlie.
Actor.
With me is his father, Charlie Bothell. Charlie, we're getting reports.
The name is perfect.
That your son has been found in your basement.
Bothell.
Sir?
He's so stunned he can't even talk.
Mr. Bothell, are you...
What?
Yeah, we are getting reports that your son has been found alive in your basement.
What?
Yes,
she just said it twice.
If you can hear me that
he's
wire very quickly.
Stunned. The kid that you're losing your shit
right
over that's missing.
From yeah. How could your
the
son
one that was in
be
your basement
alive in your
the whole
basement?
Time?
What? I have no idea.
Ooh, he's out of breath. I love the fact that he doesn't leave immediately.
I know, that's ridiculous. Of course you would leave immediately.
At some point in his mind, he said, this is my opportunity to swear on national television. Shit.
Let me know when we get Charlie Langton from WWJ. Sir, did you check your basement?
I checked my basement. The FBI checked my basement. The Detroit
Why are you
police
answering
checked
questions?
My basement. My wife checked my basement.
Yeah,
I've been
your
down
wife under the bus.
We've all been checking.
Okay, this is what we are hearing. that the missing 12-year-old boy has been found alive and well in
his father's
Was he
still responsible to do the show because he showed
now,
up?
This is what I don't understand.
Wouldn't you leave immediately?
Yes. Anyone would.
He kind of caught me off guard here.
Okay. Have been on the lookout for him?
We've been on the lookout for him. We searched that entire house repeatedly. The FBI searched.
All right,
Detroit
that's enough.
Police.
That's enough boffle.
He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
That's enough boffle to last me the rest of my life.
I mean,
I'm done
here,
with boffle.
Here's the only interesting thing I think about the what's her name? The Southfield
Quintel.
Woman?
Her name's Adrienne Quintel.
You know, she's got a son. Granted, he's a little older.
How old is her son?
I'm just judging by that picture there. He looks at least high school.
Oh, yeah. She's a very pretty lady, too.
She is. She's 47?
47 years old.
Would she disappear without him knowing?
I just threw it out there. I didn't know what to think.
You know,
but I thought it was weird she called her friend. That seemed really
odd. And she was up there with her boyfriend. The boyfriend came back before this happened.
Oh, he came home.
He came home, yeah. So he's, you know, he's.
Wait, why was she up there alone?
She was redoing the condo or.
And
or cabin.
People, why are people inside there? She doesn't lock the door? So many questions.
I don't know.
So.
It's really interesting. The police up there, too, or they're checking trail cams because so many hunters have trail cams up there to see if they can see anything.
Oh, yeah. You know,
a car or whatever coming or going.
That's a pretty spacious
it
area.
It is. You're right. But you never know. There's cameras everywhere, even on trails.
I used to live up there.
Ooh, it could have been you.
It could have been me.
Like Molly Matlin did.
But I mean, there's not a ton of stuff out there at all. There really isn't.
Okay, so I'm watching TMZ, and for some reason, was it? I guess the story is about Sean Spicer.
Yeah, about
being
Dancing with the Stars.
Kicked off Dancing with the Stars, and he's terrible. I guess he's by far the worst.
Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
And he made it
but
this
because
far.
He's sort of somewhat attached to Donald Trump, I mean, this is so dumb. People go, well, he's a Republican, so I'm voting for him. I don't care how bad he sucks. Yeah,
Trump's been pushing him on Twitter.
Trump's been pushing him on Twitter.
What?
And he's like the Sanjaya of Dancing with the Stars. Isn't he really? Kind of?
Because some people are voting.
Because this is the eighth week of the show, and he's still on, and he's horrible.
Should we call Sanjaya's dad for comment?
Maybe we should. Why not? So anyway, get this. I'm watching TMZ do this dumb story. I promise I'm going to stop talking about TMZ. But this guy comes on and says, it's the guy, I think he's gay.
Yeah.
He's got kind of long hair. Not the big, tall hair. He's a right-wing guy. But this guy, I would say he's liberal. And not that I dislike him for being gay.
Not Babcock?
Harvey?
No, not Babcock. Not Babcock.
Not Harvey? He's
but
gay.
This guy comes on and says, no, not Harvey. He says, by the way, Trump tweeted that vote for Sean. I hope you win. And then when he didn't win, he deleted the tweet because Trump likes winners, and that's why he deleted it.
Did he really delete it?
He did delete it, but he put up another tweet, which apparently this guy didn't notice, that said, a great try by @SeanSpicer. Okay. We are all proud of you. So this guy
ruins your theory,
thinks he's made this, you know, oh my God, I busted Donald Trump for liking only winners.
Oh,
but no.
Why did he delete that tweet?
Because he's telling people, first of all, he's telling people to vote for him, and you can't vote anymore. He's already lost. So, I mean, I wouldn't delete the tweet.
Yeah.
And first of all, do we know that Trump deleted the tweet? Is it possible that someone in charge of it said, well, let's put something up there thanking Sean for the good effort and saying, you know, a great try and take down the vote one because we don't want to tell people to vote because they can't vote? I mean, it's just a dumb story. I mean, I feel dumb talking about it. I am dumb at the moment. I can't help myself.
TMZ wasn't good for you today.
No, we've been down that path. I have another royal alert. These don't come very often.
Oh, no. I think I know what this one is.
Princess Anne?
Oh, no.
Princess Anne. The frisky filly Princess Anne.
What?
Well, there was a story about her being a frisky filly and how she's being portrayed in The Crown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I had no idea how frisky she was, and so I started reading up on her. And I think I mentioned this a long time ago, reading Kitty Kelly's book, This is where I first got on a Princess Margaret,
mm-hmm.
because there were many guys in the Kitty Kelly book that said, my Princess Margaret was hot, and she had a great body. And also that Queen Elizabeth was pretty attractive at the time she got married.
That's what I was going to say. Is this really that big of a surprise that Princess Anne would be horny? Because it's, you know, it's Charles' sister. I mean, he's pretty horny. He wanted to be a tampon.
Well, she, you know, the picture that you
royals are just really horny.
I know. Look at the picture in the Daily Mail of Princess Anne, though. She looks pretty... She's pretty cute there.
She's all yours.
I'll take her.
Princess Margaret. Oh,
she's in great shape. She's still very thin.
All I see is Charles's teeth and face.
I know. She's kind of horsey looking, but there's a couple smiling pictures of her. She's a lot cuter than I ever thought.
Okay. And this one, she looks okay.
She can look pretty damn cute.
Those teeth, yikes.
She's one of those people that can look not attractive and then look very attractive. Her body's really nice, though.
I mean, she's a two-face, Drew. She's a two-face.
This picture right here, she's thinking about banging this sea captain.
What do you
think? That's the captain. She wants to shag him.
You're rolling the hay.
Oh, she's like 100 years old there. But I didn't know this. Her second child, Zara, they think that Sergeant Paul Cross knocked her up with Zara. That's not... her husband's kid.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then didn't she marry Sergeant Paul Cross, or was it somebody else?
I don't know.
I know it's
but,
Zara.
Man, there's a lot of screwing around in that family.
Nice.
And also, going back to that Kitty Kelly book, Prince Philip, the royal family had to sit him down and have a conversation because he was telling apparently a few too many people how much Queen Elizabeth liked to fuck. How absolutely wildly horny she was.
Oh.
When they got married. And they had some...
Philip did, really? That old...
Could we not talk about how much Queen Elizabeth likes to fuck, please? We just go easy on that.
Was he exhausted by it, or did he like it?
No, he liked it.
Oh, okay.
Oh. He was bragging. He's basically
weirdo.
Bragging. Is that Queen Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she turned me on in the Crown. I do dig her in the Crown.
Well, that's Claire Foy, you like.
I know, but that's always Queen Elizabeth.
What's it? Do they portray Princess Margaret as
she's a hottie?
Around?
Oh yeah,
she's a hottie.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that's a good show. Actually,
yeah,
new season's coming up too.
I was just reading, you know, that email. Ooh. Did I read the email on the air where the Queen Elizabeth? Head on a young body.
Really young piece.
I couldn't see it. I had my glasses on. I just saw parts of it.
Did I read the email where somebody was saying they were comparing Rosalind Carter and Mike Clark's fascination with her to my fascination with Princess Margaret? First of all, I'm not as stuck on Princess Margaret as he was on Rosalind Carter.
What did he like about Rosalind?
And Princess Margaret has some sexy-looking pictures. She does.
I think he got off Rosalind Carter pretty fast when confronted with evidence.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he did. Yes. No, he backed off.
What did he like about Roz?
Thought she was hot.
He thought she was hot. He had a memory of thinking she was hot, like when she was first lady.
And he was confronted.
But then he was confronted with a lot of photographic evidence.
The internet ruined his memory of how hot she was.
Yeah, he backed off. Fast.
Oh, Christ. Top three first ladies, Mark. Go.
No, you. That's not my thing.
Well,
that's
Jackie
you
O there. I do like her. And Mrs. Obama, Michelle Obama would be number
Nancy
two.
Nancy Davis was wild in her day.
She sure was.
What about who's the early one that made that all the like desserts are named after now?
Oh, Dolly Madison.
Dolly Madison. Hey. Dolly Madison was hot.
And she must have fooled around because that adult dating site, Married People,
Ashley
was that named Dolly Madison?
Yeah, uh-huh. Ashley Madison, but that's okay.
Oh, Ashley Madison.
That's
her
real
sister.
Name.
It is.
It's a real name. She went by Dolly.
It's her identical twin.
Mary Todd like, would be last, I
just
think.
Just like Patty Duke?
Oh, Melania should
identical
be number
cousins.
One.
Oh, yeah, Melania.
Oh, yeah, Melania. Hell yeah.
She'd be in there at number three.
There's Man, Dolly Madison. Look at that rack on Madison. Go back.
Wow.
Yeah, Madison rack.
By the way, did
it's a painting.
Did anyone get laid on Ashley Madison?
No.
It sounds like they didn't.
No one did.
Did you know Hunter Biden was on Ashley Madison?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Yep. There's been a lot of
did he score?
People.
I don't know. I doubt. Probably not.
No one did.
He could have scored one. He could score without Ashley Madison. I told you, he's a very handsome guy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot how handsome he was.
Yeah.
Most handsome sons of presidents or vice presidents.
JFK Jr.
JFK Jr.
JFK Jr.
John Quincy Adams. George W. Bush.
Yeah, what's
Jack Ford?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Good-looking guy.
How about Reagan's son?
Michael Reagan.
Michael? No.
No?
I don't think so. That doesn't seem like your type.
Nah, it probably isn't.
You like the rugged Hunter Biden type. I thought you were saying Bo Biden.
Barron Trump.
Barron Trump's on his way up.
Don Jr.
Don Jr.'s handsome. Yes, he's handsome.
Oh, no, you said vice president. I'm sorry.
I said president or vice president.
Okay, okay.
He's handsome. It reminds me of my buddy Hans Stahl.
That might be Hans. The ultimate loop.
My buddy Hans.
Who's your buddy Hans?
Kids go to school together. He looks exactly
you're
like
referencing
him.
Someone that no one knows.
Can I bring a picture of Hans up to you to show you? Just to prove it to you? No, okay.
If I reference Bob Smargon, don't you think I'm losing the audience a little bit?
Oh, I'd like to know who Bob Smargon is.
It would take a while to explain, and it wouldn't be interesting.
But I like your stories.
Bob Smargon, that's a cool name.
Someone from my kindergarten through sixth grade days. I mean, it's just a name. But and it means nothing to the audience.
I had a friend back then.
What's your friend's name?
Was back in the day.
Oh, that's a different name.
I know, but it's not
how many people, how lost do you want people to be?
You know Hans?
Stahl?
I don't know Hans.
That's a great name, too.
He's a great guy.
What name's better, Bob Smargon or
Hans Stahl?
That sounds like a Twitter poll.
I don't know if he'd appreciate it if I put him in a Twitter poll.
Well, it's his name.
Well, then why are you mentioning him on the show?
Because he looks like, what's his name? Trump Jr.
DTJ?
Yeah.
Can we do that Twitter poll? Which name is cooler, Bob Smargon or Hans Stahl?
I guess. I don't care. I think it's going to be a lot of question marks. But speaking of Twitter polls.
Spell it phonetically. I don't know.
And I don't like it. And I does not like it at all.
There's no context at all.
Good. There's no context for most of the stuff on Twitter. Is there any context for that girl farting? No.
Yeah, it was a.
I went back and looked at some of her pictures.
Gender reveal.
She does have a hell of a body, by the way.
Boy, I hate to go here, but I'm going to go here. Well, first I'll do this. Did you guys hear about the Twitter poll AB put up?
No.
It's breaking news. Antonio Brown News Network, heads up.
Oh, no.
This here is breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB, number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news. And shit.
Booming.
Okay, Antonio Brown, after tweeting just some of the most ridiculous crap, asks his Twitter audience, would you like me to return in 2019 or 2020? Which, what a dumb question. It sounds to me like he's trying to sort of drum up excitement for his return.
Yeah, yes.
So 53,000 people say 2020. Only 26,000 say 2019. And, of course, tons of people put never. They comment never.
That's great.
And this was after he had tweeted out, imagine conforming to a system, giving it 100% to see them treat me like this is unfairly. Now, that doesn't even make sense. Like this is unfairly.
It makes sense to him, though.
I know.
What?
Making money off my sweat and blood, fuck the NFL. I'll never play in that shit. Treat black people the worst. W-O-R-S-E. Not the worst, the worse. Clear my name and go fuck yourself.
Then he had a meeting with Goodell like the day after he put that out. Literally.
He did?
Yeah.
He did meet with Goodell?
He was scheduled to meet with the NFL a day after he put that out.
Well, the only thing I've read about it, unless you guys have read something different, is that he has provided very little of, they've asked for certain things, and he's provided virtually none of it.
How about the furniture he threw out the window? Did they need to see that?
I don't think so.
Good.
I think that's all been taken
care
of. Oh, no, he owes someone money.
Yeah.
He didn't pay the landlord. There's a lawsuit.
So. And he didn't pay the painter, and he didn't pay
he's
this,
got
and he didn't pay
$24
that.
Million dollars in the bank. These bills aren't even that big a deal. No. Why can't he just pay them off?
I think it's under $100,000.
Yeah.
He won't pay.
It is.
I'm just surprised he could pull off a Twitter poll, though. That's pretty good.
It is.
Yeah.
Probably one of his friends did it.
I wonder how that degree is going at Central, because he he cannot put a sentence together.
Didn't he re-enroll?
Yeah, online.
Yes, yeah. Thanks for the podcast.
He's got to be doing good. I wonder if he's doing really well.
I don't think so.
He probably is just paying somebody to do all the work online for him. He'll get that degree.
But, you know, this whole thing about making money off my sweat and blood, fuck the NFL. I mean, he acts like he's not paying
money
to play football.
Yeah.
He just told us.
About?
He just tweeted out a picture of his bank account that has $24 million in it.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, my God.
Is there an account number on there?
It's called a job, Antonio.
I didn't see an account number.
While we're on the topic of unemployed NFL players, Kaepernick on Saturday is having a workout where he's inviting all the NFL teams to check him out because he wants to get back into the league.
What's he, 35 now?
He's 32 now, but my question is, what about the Blaine Gabbert workout? Yeah. How come no one's doing that? Blaine Gabbert took over for him in 2015 when Kaepernick was benched, and then in 2016, Blaine Gabbert was named starter over him, but no one talks about 30-year-old Blaine Gabbert. Why not?
Let's compare their stats.
He's younger.
What's the difference between the two? I don't even know. Blaine Gabbert's out of the league?
Oh, yeah. I assume. Where the hell's he been?
Well,
the Lions could use him.
Oh, you know what? Damn.
He's probably a backup, right?
He's on the injured reserves.
Yeah. It's not really a sports podcast, but...
It's not an unemployed quarterback podcast?
Wouldn't someone call Colin Kaepernick if they wanted him to work out?
Yeah.
I mean, why is he inviting everyone there as if they don't have the chance to ever...
Probably
evaluate him.
This probably helps him in his court case that he's building.
They already settled. They paid him. They paid him millions.
He's probably got another one brewing.
Maybe.
Probably got another one.
Jimmy.
By the way, their stats are incomparable. Blaine Gabbert versus Colin Kaepernick.
I'll take it up with Brandon.
Mark actually looked it up.
Well, I'm looking at him right now. I mean, he's far outperformed him.
All right, Kaepernick went to the Super Bowl. He went to the Super Bowl.
And he just turned 32.
Jimmy Carter, I keep seeing pictures of him. He's got a black eye. Oh,
poor guy.
He's bleeding on the brain.
He's taking a beating.
Yeah, they mentioned
the other guy.
I know.
He's had all these falls recently, and I'm thinking, wait a second, doesn't he have lifetime Secret Service? Doesn't every president have Secret Service? They can't keep him upright.
Can't Rosalind help him a little?
It's too quick.
She walks
could
certainly with him.
She could do better, yeah, she obviously.
She's with him all the time.
She might be knocking him over for all we know. I mean, wouldn't you think Secret Service would keep him from falling?
You would hope.
Oh, boy.
Anyway,
didn't he have an operation on his
brain surgery?
Yeah.
Which
he's the oldest living president.
And he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Jimmy Carter. And then speaking of older people having medical problems, and I feel so bad about saying this because it was just yesterday. I announced that I was kind of Ryan White'd out because you were asking me what I didn't like in the Elton John book. It's not that I don't appreciate Ryan White and all the horrible things he went through.
I just don't want to read 30 pages in Elton John's book about it.
I just didn't. Yeah, I really didn't. I know the story. I don't need to know it again.
What do you think? 10 pages, maybe?
I don't know how many pages
it was.
Maybe
a paragraph.
It was a bunch. But, it was about the AIDS and the bullying and helping the family. And
the AIDS. When did he get the AIDS?
The funeral.
Which, by the way, Tom, nice liking Magic's tweet about getting the AIDS.
He attained it.
And you loved it.
I did. It was a great, very sad day.
I felt slightly guilty skipping over the pages. I mean, as I was going through, I was like, I feel like I should read this, but I just don't want to. And then today it hit me again because it's with a heavy heart that I... once again announced that I am horribly Alex Trebek'd out.
Oh, no.
This is a huge story.
Fault. It's not his fault. He's not putting it out there.
He's put a lot of it out there. He's done a lot of it. I'm not coming down on him.
He's got AIDS.
I just think that we've seen a lot about his illness. I mean, more than almost anyone I can think of. And yesterday in Final Jeopardy, a contestant, Deruv Gower, for his answer on Final Jeopardy, wrote...
Did you come up with the right one? No? What is We Love You Out? That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Okay, this becomes national news.
Man up! Stop crying!
$5, okay.
Oh.
Wow.
That was sweet.
Okay, first of all, I hate saying this, but I don't think the guy knew the answer.
Of course he didn't know the answer.
So I think that's why he put why we love Alex Trebek.
Well, he had no chance to win.
Yeah.
Did he have
he bet almost all his money. Yeah. He didn't have the answer. So it was nice of him to put that up there. I agree. But is it news today?
Don't you remember Holzhauer? He used to put up happy birthday to somebody or hi to somebody in the audience. You remember his gig?
When he quit Quo Cros and
you remember Holzhauer when he was winning all that money?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so everyone's copying him.
That was his answer.
Jeopardy for one. Okay. So, yeah, Trebek tears up upon reading about it.
Can't wait for the Tournament of Champions. Go ahead.
I just Trebek'd out. I keep saying it. I feel bad for him. I couldn't feel worse for him. But
top three Jeopardy contestants go, man.
James Holzhauer.
Ken Jennings.
No, I don't like Ken Jennings.
Tommy Chong. Tommy Chong was great.
That student from Duke. I don't know. I really don't know. Duke.
Cliff Clavin.
There you go over there.
He was on Jeopardy back on the show?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No, I forgot.
He got Final Jeopardy wrong, but he was insisting he was right because his answer was three people that have never been in my kitchen. Who are three people that have never been in my kitchen? You don't remember that? That's a classic episode. Let's see if I can find it.
Oh, God.
That's pretty funny.
Love Cliff Clavin.
Was Trebek on it?
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of Trebeked out right now. I don't know if I'll appreciate it.
Remember
the
original Jeopardy host? I used to love Jeopardy as a kid because they had those,
no,
cups,
I don't
of, they had those cups of water on the table.
See, he was dominating, too, and then he bet everything for Final Jeopardy like an idiot.
We're running out of time, and we are going to have to take a look at your response. You wrote down, who are three people who have never been in my kitchen? No, I'm sorry, that's who is wrong. The correct response is, what were the real names of Cary Grant, Tony Curtis, and Joan Crawford?
That is in May, Alex. Those people have never been in my kitchen.
Well, I'm sure they haven't, but obviously that's not what we were going for when we wrote up that clue.
Obvious to who?
Well, it's all right. You don't have to worry. Unless you risk more than $21,600, you will be the new Jeopardy champion. So let's take a look and see what your wager was. You bet 22,000 big ones. That takes you down to zero. You bet it all. Cliff, why would you do something like that?
It's because I knew that those people had never been in my kitchen. You can ask them. Come on, Tony Curtis is still alive. Get him on the phone, man. I'll pay for the call.
You know what, Cliff? Sorry, Agnes. $400 is not a big total.
That's really funny. Yeah, that's so the joke about Cliff is he knew everything about everything. Yeah. Every dumb piece of trivia.
Yeah, he did. Awesome. He knew a lot of dumb shit.
So anyway, bad. Art Fleming was the original host, Drew. Art Fleming.
I'd forgotten that.
Sorry to hear that.
I don't know why I thought Trebek was the all-time guy. Was there someone before Pat Sajak? Who's
him.
Also out this week, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Emergency surgery.
Vanna White's been taking over the show.
Yeah. Who flipped the letters then? Did she have to run back and forth?
I don't know. Great question.
Probably let a computer do it.
That'd be great. Wait, that's an integral part of the show, Brandon.
Boop, 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 boop.
Do you guys know that's Brandon's favorite game show?
Wheel of Fortune.
Really?
Every day we're down here watching it because he loves it that much. Oh. He's very good at it. You're very, very good at it.
Thank you.
Is the practice, the business of watching it, made you a better player?
I think so. You have to kind of visualize what letters are gone. Make sure you take a good look at the clue. That's the biggest thing.
I got to tell you, I think the clues are bullshit in Wheel of Fortune. They never matter, and they never
relate.
Not
all the time.
No, they never help me.
Sometimes they matter.
It's like phrase, and the phrase will be, three people have never been in my kitchen. Like,
well, yeah, the
phrase
one, yeah. But sometimes, you know, it'll be like military, and then, you know, you get a good clue.
Well, I gave up on that show a long time ago, and there was one incident in particular when this lady was trying to get the puzzle, and it was David B-O blank I-E, and I'm looking at him going, David, and I just, I don't know, my brain wasn't really working,
yeah.
And this lady goes, David Bowie! I'd like to stop David Bowie! And it was like, I am never watching this show again.
That was
that is so ridiculous that that old bag knows that, and I fucking missed it.
Wait,
I'm just not good at it.
Was the contestant, what was her name, the Canadian singer, the young girl, Avril Lavigne? Remember Avril Lavigne? Didn't she say David Bowie?
Yeah, a lot of people
some
said
award
David
show.
Bowie, yeah.
Sammy Maz watches Price is Right every day at 11 a.m.
Price is Right was a great show when I was home from school sick.
Bob Barker.
Always watching it.
Bob Barker.
In the Barker days. And Janice.
Oh,
Janice
Parkinson.
He was canceled, though, Bob Barker, wasn't he? Wasn't he canceled?
Was he canceled?
The price is wrong, bitch.
I thought he was canceled.
Did Janice Parkinson die?
Yeah, from her own disease.
No, I don't think so. I think she's still around, and so's Diane.
She seems like she'd still be hot.
Yeah, I bet you she
can
is.
You find me a recent picture of Diane Parkinson? She did a three-way with Kenny Rogers.
All right,
so you know who these are.
Yeah.
David Bowie for Slow Burn.
Avril Lavigne's Slip of the Tongue.
Okay, you were a little nervous about reading the names.
I was just, like, wasn't sure if I was, and I did mispronounce someone's name. What David Bowie.
It's David Bowie.
David Bowie is
that's
what
okay.
It is.
That's okay.
She's supposed,
whatever.
Supposed to be a
the
rock
other
musician.
Right, I think. Tell me why
I have to go and make things so complicated. I brought donuts for
her. That's enough of her.
And you can't.
Diane Parkinson, by the way, she was in Playboy when she was like 50, and she looked fantastic.
I thought that was Diane. You sure? Was it Janice or was it Diane?
It's Diane.
Diane Parkinson. Diane Parkinson?
Oh. This is Janice. Oh, Janice Pennington.
Is this an incorrect correction?
This is Janice. No, I don't want to see her.
Who'd you want to see?
Diane Parkinson.
You already saw her. Okay.
I thought you saw Janice. I thought you wanted Janice Pennington.
Oh, no, I want to see an updated picture. Of,
no one knows who
God.
Janice
Brandon,
Pennington
is. That her
She's
Playboy?
The other one.
Yeah, Diane's 70-something now, so...
I still want to see a current picture. I just want to see if she looks...
She's 74 now.
I bet she's still kind of sort of hot.
Does she have Instagram?
Diane Parkinson.
There's like a new news story on her, too. She just listed her home for $3.1 million.
Wow.
It's a really nice
home. Wait, that's a current picture, man?
Should we call her?
Looks that way.
She looks great. How old is she, Brandon?
74.
She's 7. Yeah, that can't be a current picture, man.
Look at all her pictures.
It can't be.
I can't find a picture past 95.
Oh, past 95.
Scrub the internet.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think didn't she sue the show?
Yeah. That was her, right?
Because of Barker?
Or was that the one Tom was talking about? Janice Pennington.
Maybe it might have been a class action suit.
We got two names.
I think Janice did. Yeah. Janice and Diane were the Barker's beauties.
No, Diane sued.
Well, we'll just have to live with the Playboy pictures from the 1990s.
Yeah, they are, Drew. I mean, back in the day.
I don't want to see the other ones. I only like Janice.
You didn't like the redhead?
I don't like Diane Parkinson. I don't want to see Janice Pennington, man. Stop shoving her down my throat.
Jeez, gross.
Stop shoving down my throat. Why are you shoving Janice Pennington down my throat? Oh, boy. So we started a little bit late today because the internet, the internet just flaked completely?
Yeah,
it was like, all of a sudden, I couldn't get anything on my phone, and we're getting ready to go, and then Brandon rebooted, and so that was, about a half an hour?
It takes a half an hour before we can ever get it back up and running.
So I did this, while we were waiting, I did this deep dive on what I considered a pretty, I don't know, I feel like this, it was weird to me that Charles Rogers yesterday, I mean, he's probably, possibly the best athlete to come out of the state of Michigan, and a lot of people were agreeing with that statement today because he was such a good basketball player in high school. And I guess he was a track.
Yeah, he could have played. He could have been a varsity in any of those sports.
And as a football player out of high school, he was phenomenal.
I mean,
he was unbelievable. His team won the state the only time they've ever won the state. And then what he did at Michigan State was utterly amazing. And he was just extremely athletic. And a lot of people were talking about how.
Well, Rick Leach.
He was a great athlete.
I was trying to think of athletes from.
Yeah, no, he was. I mean, I didn't see Charles Rogers play basketball, but they said he could have played any of those
was
three
Draymond
sports in college.
Any good at
yes.
Football?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about football because I just know that they said there's some Hall of Fame there that for Saginaw.
Yeah.
Draymond. Yeah. And well, they were trying to put Charles in, but he never answered them the last 2 years or three. I mean, this story got sadder and sadder. But anyway, at 5 o'clock. Fox 2 did this long story on him, and Hammer was there, and I thought she did a great job. And so I wanted to watch more, and at 6 o'clock, I recorded all the news, and I put on 7-4, and it's like, they just mentioned him in sports. And then at 11, just mentioned him in sports.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
That's too bad.
He hasn't been anyone hears about in 15
years.
Wait a
second, though. Could part of that be because they spent, I don't know, 12 minutes on the snow?
Possibly.
Good point.
But I thought it would be a news story.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
Didn't think it would get reduced to sports,
right.
But it did.
Story. Yeah.
And I was just, you know, maybe on Sunday night, when they have more time, they might come back and do something. But I don't know, I just thought it was strange because he was a monster star at Michigan State.
In the Lions.
Well, he was a number two pick of the draft. His first 5 games of his career, he had 22 catches for 250 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
If you extrapolate that, he probably would have caught 70 balls his rookie year, you know, 800-900 yards, maybe 10 touchdowns. That would have been a hell of a rookie year.
He's at least infamous because of the Lions.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Know who
it's
he
a shame
is.
That they took him, and if Houston took him, maybe he would have had a different life. You know, he got stuck here.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Well, you know, I wasn't here, so I just wanted to give my 2 cents.
Okay, so you just want to repeat something was said yesterday?
I'm sorry.
By not listening to the show.
Okay. My bad.
See, I'm speeding through Channel 4 last night, mainly to see how much whether they do.
I would say 70%.
Okay. See if you can find the story. I don't think I saw Channel 4 at 11.
7 minutes of weather.
True, you forgot Dave DeBuscher, one of the best athletes here in Michigan.
That's a good one. Then teachers protesting a school board meeting. I think Charles Rogers should have been above that, personally.
My wife was there.
Oh, the veteran that got beat at the bus stop. That sucks. And Jimmy Carter. Eh, they could have put Chuck in there.
There's some veterans there.
They could have squeezed him in.
There's cold weather.
At least a few minutes.
Well, 7 minutes of weather.
They went back to cold weather.
That could have been a bigger story, in my humble opinion. So then here's the feature story.
Did you know he was sick?
Well, only after he died, yeah.
I know, yeah.
Do we know why he needed an alleged liver transplant? There's more weather,
by the
way.
I think he lived hard.
Well,
I mean, is that why? Is it because of the drugs and alcohol? It seems obvious, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a guess.
More couple minutes of weather. Something about Southwest Air. Who cares? Yeah, that's pretty bad, Drew. They could have done it.
I thought it was
a story.
I don't know. It kind of made me sad because I just felt like I wanted to know more.
Wait a second.
I mean, he was a guy we spent a lot of time on.
He wasn't even in the sports section.
Hey, I didn't even see him at 11 on Channel 4.
I think they skipped him at 6 o'clock on one of the newscasts. I mean, it was like, what? Really? Oh. The day he died?
Yeah, it's pretty odd.
Yeah, I thought it was strange. And then, so anyway, today I was like, I kind of want to read more about Charles Rogers. And so I did. They had a story in the Lansing State Journal by Cody Tucker, who spent 3 days with him in 2017. And that's when we found out he was at the body shop.
Mm-hmm. Uptown.
Uptown Motors, yeah. And
was his job as fixing the car?
Okay, no.
What was he?
This is really this story, just because I kept thinking, okay, where did this thing go askew? Where did this go off the tracks to the point that it couldn't come back on the tracks? Because it just seems like this guy had a $39 million contract. He was paid over $20 million.
Wow.
So it's almost like winning the lottery, except he was truly great at something. I mean, at something that he did earn it.
Earned that money.
So it turns out,
college too, by the way, but
they probably did.
In 2017, when he was working at Uptown Motors, that was a childhood friend who said, "Charles, you know, I'll help you out. Can you come work in my place? Charles, I don't know anything about cars. Come on down. You need a new start." Mm-hmm. You know, it's a nice friend of his from childhood, and a lot of his friends were not around anymore. Once the party money was gone, they were gone. And Charles knows nothing about cars, and Cody reported that Charles didn't really do a lot around the shop, and said that his job, he was called the general manager, which is kind of a joke. He said Charles told him his job was really more PR.
Oh, okay. Well, it worked. I mean, we called him.
I guess. I just don't really know. I don't know that Uptown Motors really needed a PR man. I mean, it's not really the kind of job that
gave his friend a gig.
His friend wanted to help him. So it was his first job since 2005.
Wow.
His first job.
It's kind of like being a greeter at Walmart or something, right?
Yeah.
Or being a host at a casino.
Except that would make more sense.
Mm-hmm. I applied to be a casino host one time.
Bloop.
Just to let you know.
Where did you apply, Miz?
At the big three down there.
Why would you be a host?
I thought it would have been a great gig. The only thing I hated was the smoke.
And it wouldn't be a great gig.
Right. I found that out when I was a dealer. I hated it. I hated the smoke.
So, Charles, the reason he went to Florida after 12 years of... Okay, first of all, from when he leaves the Lions in 2006, he's cut. He failed 3 drug tests in 2005. Which is so stupid. And honestly, the theme that keeps coming back in this story is that he just was a voracious pot smoker.
Right.
Oh, really?
All the time. Every day. And when he got to the Lions, for some reason, he thinks, I smoke pot every day. I don't care what the rules are. I just do. But his third year, for some reason, he gets tested over and over. Oh, he fails enough tests, and he's suspended. When he came back, they said he was overweight, and he just seemed slow.
Well, part of that, you know, we talked about it yesterday, was it Millen that just said, go get yourself well, instead of keeping an eye on him?
Exactly, and that's when he had so much money.
Yeah,
and
so much time.
He would pile all his friends in a plane, and they'd fly to Vegas for a weekend party, which is, I mean, in fact, that he mentioned, you know, that, you know, we had a lot of great times, and I blew a lot of cash, and sort of like, you know, that was just how it was going to go.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how does, I mean, I want to blame someone else. Like, how did, I don't know who they are, but how did they let this happen?
They shouldn't have. The NFL usually has guys, they train these rookies when they come in. This is what you're supposed to stay away from.
But, Maz, we see this over and over and over. I don't want to blame it on the NFL.
I mean, they are
he
adults.
Is a 23-year-old man.
Yeah.
Well, why he's did they got two him? Children at this point. He's got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. Wouldn't you think he'd be setting a few bucks aside for those kids? By the way, in 2017, he had no contact with any of his 8 kids.
Oh, man.
None.
He thought the party was going to go on forever. That's why. That's
the
what
party,
happens with most
party
of these
was
guys.
Over way before this.
Well, yeah, because the two broken collarbones, and he gave up after
no,
that.
No, he made over $20 million. He made
much,
the money.
How much did he have to pay back to the Lions?
He paid nothing back to the Lions. Yeah. Zero. And he said, I don't have it. It's gone. They can do anything they want, but they're not going to get that money out of me because I don't have it.
Wow.
He was getting ready to declare bankruptcy in 2017. He'd been arrested 6 times between 2008 and 2012, assaulting a female, DUI, another DUI, probation violations, arrested for threatening his mother, who he said stole $100,000.
Many times you see like a coach, a mentor of some sort. I mean, remember Antonio Brown had that coach at Central, and then he died, and Antonio went off the rails. I mean,
well, that's
usually,
you know,
I'm surprised he never had that.
I understand, you know, when people say there's someone they look up to, but you know, at a certain point, that
you
person's
up,
not going to
yeah.
be there,
well, yeah.
and you have to, you know, and I felt bad for Charles Rogers because his mother was. I'm not real impressed with his mother. First of all, she goes to prison when he's 6 years old for welfare fraud,
mm-hmm.
and. He said when she got out of prison that she really was not the same.
Yeah.
She was not his mother, basically. He grew up with his grandfather who was sounded like a great guy. He worked at GM, had a good job, went to church. He was very, very, very much influenced by the church.
Just like
always
Johnny
went
D.
to church on Sunday. Yeah, it's Johnny D. Johnny D.
Great guy.
Demenyuk.
Great guy. Did the same thing, though. Worked and, for Ford for 30 years, went to church.
Grandpa hunted and fished, and he took Charles hunting and fishing. Yep. Charles said he was a great influence on me, and I learned discipline, and not a ton of discipline, but some discipline. And he was very proud of Charles, and he said, you know, the day he signed with Michigan State was the proudest day of his life. And he did get to see him play. However, he died in 2002.
Mm.
So, I mean, he kind of made it sound like, at least the story did, that when Grandpa was gone, there's just no anchor. Just no anchor whatsoever to Charles Rogers.
Where's his father on all this?
Where was your mother?
I have to tell you something. They never mentioned his father in the entire story. I don't think he knew his father.
Probably.
I know.
It seems like an all and so, too familiar story.
Usually they pop back into the picture once they the son.
Yeah, you thought the 68 money. Catches for 1,300 yards would bring him back, or the 13 straight right. games with a touchdown might bring Dad back. Nope, oh. didn't do it. And, in fact, his high school coach was a big influence on him, but yeah. it sounded to me like, and, you know, that's why I said it yesterday, you know, the thing of him holding up the Lions jersey, I wondered if he held up another jersey, would it have been different? Well, and Maz repeated that because he didn't listen to the podcast.
Exactly.
Well,
I was, you know, figuring that you would say the same thing.
He told Cody that being in Detroit, he was so close to his friends, the friends who, by the way, accepted his generosity with incredible regularity. And then when he needed them, he never wanted to ask them for help. He didn't like asking anyone for help. In fact, he was so ashamed of the way his career ended, he didn't want to be in Michigan. He was embarrassed to be Charles Rogers at that point. So in a way, in Florida, he was hiding.
Sucks.
Man, he could have signed autographs. I mean, he's still a star at Michigan State.
No, they said that. And
probably would have taken him back with open arms.
They did. He went back, and Duckett was there, who was a good friend of his back in the day, and they were reunited. And Duckett was really upset to find out Charles was so down on his luck. He didn't, because every time he talked to Charles, he was always, everything's fine, you know, that kind of guy. But
that was interesting, though, that writer, that story is like, I wanted to believe him, but I never believed him. when he's like, things are going up from here. He just kind of had a feeling like,
well, it was kind of like him saying that, you know, I only drink for a big football game. Yeah. He smelled of alcohol all the time. So he was drinking and smoking pot all the time. He was doing, he said the Lions handed out Vicodin like candy. Not just to him.
That's the NFL.
In 2005 and in 2004 when he was injured is when he got hooked on Vicodin. And when that lasted till 2009, I think he said, or 2008, when a judge sent him to rehab. So I guess he got off the Vicodin then. But, you know, meanwhile, he's just littering the planet with these kids he never sees. Sorry about that.
He's no Antonio Cromartie, though.
Littering the planet with these kids. What a great sentence.
But he never sees any of them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
it
just...
is, in his mind, it is kind of like littering. Littering.
It is. And to him, you know, he never knew his father, so he probably, you know, he didn't really know his mother. Except when he got all the money and his mother wanted money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know, the whole thing is so sad. But I couldn't think of anything unless his grandfather lives forever.
Yeah. Or his grandfather, coach.
Yeah, somebody.
Or an ex-teammate takes him under. But yeah, at some point, everybody has to grow up.
But yeah, I'm not sure.
He's probably got 1,000 kids. All the raw dog loads he drops.
He probably could have reached out to Bobby Williams more, right? Wasn't Bobby Williams? Yeah,
Bobby Williams was there.
He was there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had a $1.3 million home in Novi, and they said the driveway was full of Mercedes and Cadillacs, and
he spent all the dumb money. You got a place to sleep.
Yes. I know. So bad. He was very embarrassed about all the arrests, but he didn't do anything to stop it.
Didn't he fall asleep in a booth of a Chili's or a... Isn't that another story?
I've forgotten. We could look it up. Yeah. I mean, the car was the one.
I don't know if we could look that one up. I thought that was an alleged story someone called in.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a few of those. Yeah. But, you know, the famous one was he's at a red light. Yeah. And fortunately, his foot's on the brake because he was so crashed.
They had to go through the moonroof.
Wow. They had to pull him out. I don't think he was able to assist them.
Wouldn't you? This is a terrible thought, but wouldn't you love to know what went through his head when he came to?
I know it is kind of fascinating. Why people say that.
How'd you get in here, the moonroof?
Oh God, poor guy, 38. It's
really sad. I felt bad for him, but then I didn't feel bad for him. I just
it's possible to be both.
Sounds like he was ready just to go at the end.
I wish he didn't have a choice. He couldn't get a liver transplant.
You know, if nothing else, I would like to hear how his kids are doing. I'd like to hear that he set something aside for his kids so they go to college. But of course, no. He just blew it. Just party, party, party. You know, all these stupid friends, and it's just. We hear this story all the time, though, and for some reason it seems like no one can stop it from happening.
Man, he'd make a great 30 for 30, wouldn't he?
He would. Right. And, you know, if he had played, say, 7-8 years in the NFL and had a couple, you know, 80-catch seasons.
Might have straightened him out. No?
I don't know. It's an interesting question, isn't it?
Brandon brought that up.
Because it seems like he would blow it no matter what. As soon as he's not playing, as soon as it's not coming in, it's just going out.
But there's the structure of playing and performing and, you know, his whole life.
He needed to be with the right team. Being with this team just didn't work for him. I mean, look at Josh Gordon. Now he's with Seattle. I hope that works out for him. He's been hanging in there. You haven't heard any bad things about Josh Gordon in the last couple of years.
They got weeds legal in Seattle, too.
Hey, whatever works.
It's not in the NFL.
Whatever works.
When he came back after he was suspended for the 4 games in 2005, came back in 2006, it sounded like he was slow.
Yeah.
He was not even fast.
He wasn't working out anymore.
Still faster than Mike Williams.
I wonder where Mike Williams is.
Maybe.
Is Mike Williams around?
Mike Williams had a good year in the league. Didn't he have one good year, maybe?
Isn't he an assistant coach somewhere now?
I don't know.
Pete Carroll, maybe? I don't know.
I remember the Mike Williams black jerseys. That's all. That was just a bad era.
Well, anyway, it's just, I don't know, that story is, 30 for 30 would be, really, I would really definitely, I would watch it in a heartbeat.
Actually, there should be a 30 for 30 on Charles Rogers, Mike Williams, Roy Williams.
Yeah, that would that might be kind
all of them together and apart, and yeah.
The Met Millionaire.
Now I wonder where Roy Williams and Mike Williams are.
Well, Mike Williams is currently a head coach at George S. Middleton High School in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, so he's coaching.
Well, most of these guys develop enough discipline playing the game that they are able to discipline themselves in another field or of some kind, or even if it's in football, they know how it works.
And Roy Williams
he had
made
a Pizza Hut
ton of money, so he should be fine.
Yeah, Roy was. That wasn't that bad.
Remember when he became a Pizza Hut driver for a day? Roy?
No.
Don't you remember when Roy he didn't Williams? Tip the Pizza Hut guy? He didn't tip the Pizza Hut delivery guy, and it got out into the news. Before you know it, he went there and became a delivery guy as like a PR thing.
I was not aware of that.
Roy Williams.
Or I probably
when
forgot.
When he was with the Lions.
The Lions? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. Sure. I'll take your word
as
for
it.
As
I was saying yesterday, Tom, the only thing I remember from him is when the Lions were losing by 40 and he would get a first down, yeah. He would still celebrate.
Right, number 11. No doubt.
So just a couple other things. Vivica Fox says that Jesse Smollett may come back to Empire.
Sweet.
Isn't that great?
I'm sure the 3 million people that are watching the show now give a shit.
They were below 3 million.
Show's bombed.
Wait, it's on right now, isn't it?
The season's running right now.
Yeah, because I remember the first couple shows. Yeah, the first couple shows were bombed. The lowest shows ever. So yeah, it doesn't matter who's on it because nobody watches.
Might be a big fuck you if he shows up in the very last episode where they can't do anything.
Fuck
about
who?
Him.
Fuck who?
Well, because the cast police. Is behind him. The cast has always said he's our brother. We love him. Just because the showrunners had to cut him out because of the drama.
But he hurt the show. I mean, I don't know why they're so in love with him. I mean, what, they don't think he did anything wrong?
Boy, I think they wish they had 3 million viewers.
What do they have now?
At least, you know, this looks like it's the 18 to 49 demo.
1.2
would be their. I don't think they have a lot more over 49. But the last episode did 2.483 million.
No, still, it's. I think it's the lowest rated show of the night.
Still a lot of people.
Television.
Let me see. I'll look for it.
Well, not compared. They used to do. They did 17 million like 3 years ago.
But of course, they went against The Little Mermaid live, so that hurt. Which, Tom, great
he got
job.
Taken out by MAGA country. Appreciate said, what that. The hell was that?
You were very good in the
I heard.
Little Mermaid. I heard. Did you but like that picture? Or
I
not?
Did. Right.
Are there actually people going, oh, great, Jesse Smollett's back for an episode. I can't wait. I mean, is that a draw?
I'm the gay Mike Tyson.
I don't think so either. And speaking of
sports. Speak.
Well, did you guys read about the R. Kelly docuseries that apparently the Inquirer was somehow involved in?
Oh, no, but this sounds great.
Yeah, this, you know, I end up reading this thing going, what happened to the Inquirer? Remember when they used to just break stories that were kind of interesting and celebrity gossip and stuff like that? And now what's all this catch and kill business and all this weaselly stuff they're doing? They didn't used to be like that.
Not at all. Well, at least what we knew.
It didn't seem like it. I mean, maybe they were. But this R. Kelly docuseries.
Don't try to kill me!
I wanted to puke when I got done reading about this. They want to, or they attempted to, and there's apparently somebody recorded something where they're offering R. Kelly $1 million.
What?
To license his music and to license locations for this thing. And as soon as this got out, I was like, oh, no. I don't know what you're talking about. We were just talking. And they were going to put it in shell. They were going to use shell companies to hide the money so nobody would ever know. And they would think it was an independently done documentary.
You wouldn't have to pay
and they were
going to
try
then.
And sell it to a network to run.
Wow.
How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids?
Oh, here's the evidence. That really uncovered it all.
I'm going to start a new account, and that's the way it is. Going to take 6 to 7 business days to clear.
Even
his
attorney.
Does that make sense?
His attorney said, I don't know what's going on here. All I know is that he really doesn't have a lot of money, and he needs a lot of help right now. Does he really need help, or does he just really need to go to jail?
Since we're talking about TV.
He's in jail. He's still in jail.
Oh, yeah. He's not.
Right.
He's in solitary, right?
He's going nowhere.
Is his foot all gross, too? Doesn't he have a foot injury?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought so. I thought that was the most recent.
You should just pee on it.
It'll get better.
Now, I would think this medicine. Guy, when you've lived a life where you do whatever you want, and this guy made a lot of money, I would think that would be absolutely unlivable.
Yep, for him unbearable. To
be. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, because he not only is he used to doing whatever he wants, he's used to all the most beautiful girls just the age he wants them.
Mm-hmm.
and he can pee on him. He can do anything he wants. He can't do anything.
Regarding,
that's stupid!
Regarding TV and shows, did you see the story out of Variety about Will Forte?
Yeah, there's a new MacGruber.
Like MacGruber is coming back.
I love MacGruber. I'm totally psyched for MacGruber.
And not only that, he said he can't say much, but it seems like the whole group's coming back, including Kristen Wiig and Ryan Phillippe.
Oh.
Which is cool. And he says they're giving us creative liberties. I don't know who they are because he hasn't said where it was going to end up. But we can be as filthy as we want. So it sounds like a streaming service.
Sounds like we'll be 50% Will Forte drops.
Don't expect too many callbacks. Yeah, you're right. Don't expect too many callbacks to jokes from the film. Writers made it clear they want this to be an entirely new thing. But one thing you can count on is the reprisal of his signature kill move, which is, you know, throat rips. But he talked about the movie, and he said his one regret was a joke. Remember when he's putting the team together?
All kind of, yeah.
Wrestlers, and the one at the Big Show, like, kisses the guy.
And he scratches him off the list.
Yes.
That's like his regrettable joke.
But I think that's going to work out for him.
Yeah, I think you're right, Brandon.
At the end of the movie, the Big Show shows up along with the ghosts of the other team members who died. And so now with him not being dead, maybe MacGruber in this TV series can have the Big Show, who's a pretty decent actor, come and be a part of it.
But here's the reason I bring it up. Because he talked about a couple of behind-the-scenes tidbits from the movie, including the sex scene with Kristen Wiig.
The what?
The sex scene with Kristen Wiig.
Oh, yes.
Also known as Jeff Bezos.
This one. Will Forte said it was shot on her birthday in a 100-degree room, leaving her
shirt. Why was it in a 100-degree room?
Because they had to be extra sweaty. So it left her showered in sweat after each take. So there were multiple takes.
Oh, boy.
The producers, he claims, sent her to Santa Fe for a weekend afterwards to detox from the ordeal. And the other sex scene, just wait for it, this one, with Maya Rudolph, his dead wife. He said that she was 8.5 months pregnant during that scene.
No!
So they had to have a body double.
Oh, boy.
And then get creative in covering up her baby. Wow. I just love that those are the two scenes he wanted to talk about.
Of course.
They are the two of the funnier scenes in the movie. His face. His chin.
Wow. Wow.
She looks miserable.
She does.
Tom has never seen the movie.
I haven't, but I love the drops.
I know. I was watching a lot of it before the show.
I feel like I'm caught up on it.
Oh, get us out of here, Brandon.
Hey, by the way, Drew, I heard a rumor that we got our Tiger tickets back for another season.
That may be true. That could well be
so
true.
So exciting.
I know. I really was on the fence.
Good job.
They'll give you a break this year, for sure.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
For sure you're going to get a break.
Oh, no.
No question.
No.
No question.
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
I don't know, Matt. Matt, I knew Matt couldn't not renew. I knew he couldn't.
Well, you got your seats with your names on them and everything, you know. You can't give those up.
So we have to buy them forever?
You got to keep it going.
What is this? Moby gets new animal rights tattoos to mark vegan anniversaries.
Tattoo,
he has the word animal spelled down his arm, A-N-I-M-A-L, with the L on his wrist, and then rights on the other side. From his sleeve to R-I-G-H-T-S down by his wrist.
It adds on to his sweet neck tattoo.
Oh, vegan for life. So he's an advertisement for, I don't know if that's important to him. I mean, that's...
He should stand in front of Burger King for that Impossible Whopper. Well, it's plant-based.
Oh, it's his 32-year...
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
Oh, right.
It's his 32-year vegan anniversary. Okay.
Is that a thing people celebrate?
I guess so. I mean, I don't think against it. They just...
I can't give up meat. I love steaks. I love venison.
I love me too. I'm just not the animal rights on your arms. I just whatever.
That'll show.
Animals are. They feel great that he did that too. All the animals.
They do.
Are
it
happy.
Helps them.
Yeah.
They're not my arms. So congratulations, Moby. We'll see you tomorrow with Trudy.
And we
went great. That was fucking tits.
You.
Thank you for calling Social Security Administration. Can I help you?
Hello. Just
hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can I have your name so I can check in my system?
My name is Michael.
Michael. And what the last name?
Am I in trouble?
Michael, can I have the last name?
Last name is Jackson. J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Okay. So, Mr. Jack, can I have your social security number to pull out your file?
Do you need the entire number or just the last four digits?
I need entire number.
Okay. If you can give me a minute, I just have to find it. I don't have it memorized.
You can.
Okay. One moment, please.
Sahil.
Okay. It's 457 55 54 62.
Repeat again your social one more time. It's 457.
That's correct. 457 55 54 62. Can I ask what this is about? Am I in some kind of trouble? You're being very busy.